with you all the way. It is. We are living in science fiction time. Sarah Cronus, always a pleasure to speak to you. She's a journalist and scientist. Thank you very much for that. Well, is there going to be life on a moon of Saturn? Who knows? Is there going to be life in the next 3 hours on talk radio? John Holmes, can you answer that question?
I don't know. Can I have a look at Uranus?
Can I just say, quite apart from that terrible joke, you've got a terrible cold.
I've got a little bit of a cold. That's true, actually, yeah. It's not terrible.
Are you one of those very, very sickly men who does a lot of, oh, woe is me, and whining on the sofa?
I rarely get ill, but I do feel a little bit coldy. I don't know why.
Coming up on this show?
Oh, there'll be meat giveaway today, you'll be pleased to know. We've upped the steaks. A little meat reference there. But it's chicken, beef, lamb, and now sausages have been added to the choice. Today's a game...
There's not that much meat in sausages. It's mostly fat, gristle, and bread.
Depends where you get your sausages.
I'll buy it. Wrong butcher.
Yep. Band or snake, we're going to be playing for that. So if you want to win a chicken, a beef, a lamb, or a sausages, then band or snake, get involved. 8722.
Well-known party games throughout the years. Yes. That's John Holmes coming up from one. Don't forget James Whale standing in for Sam Delaney from four. Do stay tuned. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Meanwhile, back here on Sounds Fantastic, can you identify this sound?
Howdy, stranger. Need to borrow some money? I can arrange that for you.
Yes, that was the famous loan arranger. But what about this?
Go compare.
That's the voice that's telling millions of people where to check out the right place, subject to status and lending criteria, for them to borrow cash.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
The best news, exclusive interviews, and unmissable opinion every week in Sport Magazine. Download your free copy of the UK's biggest sport magazine from the Apple newsstand now.
Sorry, madam, your baggage is 3 kilos over.
Well, his was 5 under. How about I borrow 3 of his?
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Could it go on the light side of the plane, then?
There isn't a light side of the plane, madam.
I won't tell if you won't.
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Fiesta Z-Tech from only £159 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit Ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £3,657, 35 monthly rentals of £159 provided by ALD Automotive Limited. Subject to status, you will not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoon's good it. It's 1 o'clock. Hello, Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, theme park find millions. The FA investigate Big Sam. And Wogan is remembered.
Talk Radio.
A £5 million fine has been handed to the owner of Alton Towers after a roller coaster crash left two teenagers needing leg amputations. Merlin admitted health and safety breaches following the collision on the Smiler ride last summer. Paul Paxton is a lawyer for some of the 16 people who were injured.
The amount of the award probably makes no difference. They are reflecting how on earth could this catalogue of errors occur, leading to such serious injuries, as we said, on the fun day out.
England manager Sam Allardyce is being investigated by the Football Association. It follows allegations he used his role to negotiate a £400,000 deal, offering advice on how to get around rules on player transfers. Adrian Bevington is a former FA executive.
It's embarrassing for everybody concerned, so it's not helpful, but I don't believe it would be so problematic that it would prevent him being able to work with the players moving forward, that's for sure.
London Mayor Sadiq Khan says Labour needs to focus on getting into power to make a difference in tackling hate crime, homelessness and social inequality. He's received a standing ovation at the party conference in Liverpool. Sir Cliff Richard says he's pleased a review has found prosecutors were right not to charge him over sex abuse claims. Proceedings against the singer were dropped in June. Police searching for missing toddler Ben Needham in Cos say they found items of slight interest
rest, including fabric. A team of 19 has been sent from South Yorkshire to carry out excavation work on the Greek island. Ben's mother, who's not there, has been warned to prepare for the worst after new evidence her son may have been killed by a digger driver 25 years ago. And Claudia Winkleman, Dermot O'Leary and Fern Cotton are among the stars who are attending a special service at Westminster Abbey to honour the life of Sir Terry Wogan. Sir Terry died in January from cancer after 6 decades of broadcasting.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Brightening up this afternoon. With some strong winds in the north, highs of 19 degrees.
Is there more in half an hour?
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah, there is. There's about the same amount in half an hour, yeah.
Yeah. That was 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't actually. That was under 2 minutes.
No, it should have been more. On my script timing, it came up to 2 minutes, 12 seconds.
Well, I'm afraid you came out at about 1:50. So I'm afraid your extra news bulletin now at 2:30, which today, let us not forget, is a roundup of vegetable news, needs to be 1 minute and 10 seconds to make the time back up that you are making up due to the fact that your bulletins have been shaved.
If we're going by that logic, then surely it should be a 3 minute bulletin because there's a minute off each bulletin which has been cut off.
Oh, fine, all right, 3 minutes of vegetable news.
I'm not doing that.
Well, you just said.
I'm just trying to point out that your argument is flawed.
You said surely.
I'm not doing 3 minutes of vegetable news. No one wants that.
I mean, no one wants most of this, but here it is. Thanks, Victoria. Is Ben in? Have you seen Ben today?
No, Ben's off all week.
Oh, he's off Ben's all week. Off this week.
Is it a caravan?
In the New Forest.
Why can't you do the sport live from a caravan in the New Forest?
Why did you ask him?
Yeah, you'd wonder.
I mean, why? Is it Pete then today or Moose?
Yeah, it's Pete.
Has he remembered today? Because he forgot yesterday to do our sport, didn't he?
It appears as though he may have remembered.
Okay, so Pete's got the sport now and it's pre-recorded. Here it is.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Leicester City will experience their first ever home fixture in the Champions League tonight. The Premier League winners face Porto. Elsewhere, Tottenham make the long trip to Russia for their clash with CSKA Moscow. There's a busy night of Championship football ahead with 11 games taking place. Second place Huddersfield have the chance to go top with victory against Rotherham.
Or
Brighton could also finish the day on the top if they beat Ipswich away. There's also a big clash at the bottom of the table. A struggle as Cardiff and Derby meet in South Wales. Burnley boss Sean Dyche says he's frustrated by the 4-game ban handed out to striker Andre Gray, which began with last night's 2-0 win over Watford. The forward was punished for homophobic posts he made on social media back in 2012. US Ryder Cup captain Davis Love says he's thrilled that Bubba Watson will be involved with the American team. The former Masters champion was overlooked for the final wild card spot on Sunday, but has been named instead as vice-captain for the USA. And Salford forward Adam Warne is out of Rugby League's £1 million game with Hull KR. He's been banned following a dangerous tackle in the win over Batley. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Tackle. Thank you, Pete, and your pre-recorded sports bulletin. There'll be more pre-recorded sports bulletins at 2 and 3 o'clock and probably after that as well. I don't know. I don't listen. So, Let's just do some programme.
Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm calling from your bank. At least that's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to claim that there's been fraud on your account, and if you don't act quickly, your money could be at risk. I'm going to use fear and jargon to scare and confuse you into giving me your passwords and pins. What can you do to stop me?
Take 5. Never assume that a call, text, or an email is genuine. Your bank would never ask you for your PIN or full banking password, so don't be rushed. Just take a moment and take 5 to stop fraud.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Yes, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am Foreign. Cup of coffee.
Hello, very nice to be here on the radio.
Welcome back, time. Had dropped a large amount of chalk in
Ass broadcast.
Stuffed moose to find a childish phallus.
Oh, no, miserable winder today.
What? Where's Cranley? Because Con, who normally does it, is off today. He's
not employable in regular meetings.
Which is the point, I guess. We might as well get that out of the way. Adam Hess and Rhys Jones fall out of clubs and pubs and bars and ordinarily, of course, cuts a deal with rival Jesse. Victoria's news is shorter than John Holmes. And we arrive at the door, this bit of the programme. Wills and Kate have been offered ownership of the country. Why now? Why this?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. I'm ecstatic. Everything is a bomb.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am out together on a journey that will twist every fabric of nature.
Hello, good afternoon to you. It's just gone a time. And welcome as once again we ply what we questionably refer to as our trade at you from out of your radio pipe. And like the giant Turner Prize buttocks made of art, we now prize open your afternoon and fill the gap with some programme. I am John Holmes. And of course, the Turner Prize buttocks may not be the only colossal arse set to win a prize, as last night Donald Trump took to the podium to debate his rival Hillary Clinton. And now here we stand, not at the podium, but at the cusp, on the cusp of another some hours of broadcasting. It's Tuesday, the whatever it is of September. Today on the show, free advice on bypassing FA football transfer rules. It won't be It won't actually be sort of, you know, he's not on camera. Sam Allardyce was caught on camera doing it, basically, is what I'm saying. But obviously, that won't happen. We'll give, that won't happen here because we've got cameras in here. But here's the thing, they don't work right now, despite them being, they were installed around 3 months ago, much like Sam Allardyce in his job. And to be honest, it's a toss-up as to which ever works again. I think that's probably fair to say. Anyway, hello, welcome. It's time to glance at today's show menu to see what's in it. First off, then, Headline Hijack rearing its big lying word head in the news at 2 o'clock. Make those words yours. The words in the news at 2 o'clock by inventing a news story full of untruths, fibs, fabrication and fakes, and then fire it over in this direction and hear it come out of Victoria's mouth, this mouth, as fact in the bulletin at the top of the hour, as a DJ presenter might say. The number for your made-up stories is 87222.
Start your message with the word tool.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
There's the Lonely Lunch Club as well in this hour, as ever we induct another inductee into the talk radio in the afternoons on a weekday Tupperware Hall of Despair. There's an email address for that. It is thislonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. If you are lunching alone, let us know. Why not come on the radio and give us a bite of your sandwich? And in return, we'll attempt to make your lunchtime fewer lonely with as much idle yet awkward chit-chat slash small talk as we can muster. You could win the following prizes.
A talk radio mug.
Ah, prizes.
A talks... Oh, no, they're gifts, sorry. Sorry, they are gifts. They are not prizes.
The following prizes. Gifts.
Gifts. A talk radio mug.
Yes.
A talk sport mug.
Yes.
A talk sport 2 mug.
Yes.
A copy of today's Metro scribbled with haikus.
Yes.
A copy of your book, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Signed with any author's name you require.
A 2016 Colin Murray talk sport calendar.
Yes.
And a 2016 John Holmes talk radio colander.
Due to a typo in an email. Those gift prizes are on offer should you wish to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Email lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Ask Prod Cass, who is through the miserable window, will call you back. You probably won't understand a word she's saying because she's from Hull. There's work experience punditry as well. Who's coming in today?
Michael.
What's he reviewing?
Music.
Excellent. So that'll be happening as we road test the next generation of broadcasters, pundits and critics. We'll also cry havoc and let slip the dogs of Japanese poetry on the day's big stories. That's the news in haikus. We'll go out onto the streets, or rather our crack team of reporters will, so called because they're a team of reporters on crack, to find out what the people think. Today, do they think utensils or caravans? There's the big debate at 3, a very timely diversity paper review. We'll give another half-arsed but sort of insane, genuine Kickstarter project a kick up the arse. And we bring you guest action as Freddie Flintoff joins us for some reason. Probably live from a stolen pedlo. And your chance today to win some meat. There is a game of band or snake afoot. And it could see you becoming the proud owner of the meat. A chicken. You can choose from a chicken, a beef, a lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
or a box of organic veg, because...
we're not racist.
That's right. Ginger Dave is not producing. I'll be honest with you, we were out last night at the Radio Academy Radio Festival drinks, and there were students, so I don't think we'll see Dave until he's worked his way through them. Ask Broadcast wasn't invited, so she's here through the glass. Hi, Cass, through the glass.
Yep.
Marta's on the buttons this afternoon.
Hello.
Victoria was invited, but we didn't tell her.
Oh.
Paid intern Cornelius is back after his day off running away to join ISIS. They rejected him because even they have standards. You were there yesterday, weren't you?
What,
you took
ISIS?
The whole day off.
I took the whole day to go to a conference.
Yeah. What did you see at the conference, the radio conference that you went to?
Katie Hopkins was there.
Yeah.
So was some boring people.
Yeah.
Got an award. Don't like to mention it.
No.
Though.
Little certificate, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paddy O'Connell. Fran Healy from Travis did some busking.
Yeah. Deacon Blue played live.
Yeah, I didn't see them. There's a free bar.
Yeah, by the look of you, I think you saw that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Not well today, are you?
No, I want to go home.
Okay. So it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. They'll take your award away, they will. You only got it because of me anyway. Right, it's Talk Radio. Let's start with some music. That's called Big Area. You are listening to it. What a tune.
Never heard it.
What a tune.
Never heard it.
I was not that long ago at a birthday party with Mark Shaw out of off of Then.
No way.
Then Jericho.
The Mark Shaw.
Mark Shaw out
of
Then Jericho. Yes. Yes.
I would never, even if someone introduced me as, hi, I'm from Then Jericho, I'd go, is that a shop or something?
Yes.
I don't know what it is.
It's a band. There they are doing their song Big Area. And why would I be playing Then Jericho's Big Area on the radio, on primarily what is a talk radio station, in the middle of the afternoon?
In this big area.
No, it's not hairy ear. No, it's area. So now, why would I be playing that? I'll give you a clue. I'm playing it because it links to today's big story.
Oh, was it the fact that you got nominated for an ARIA award?
No.
Oh, no, because you didn't.
That's right.
What is it?
Well, it's for today's big story, isn't it?
Well, what's the big story?
Yeah, kick a man when he's down. What? Today's big story.
You can have some of my award
thank
if
you.
You want it.
The corner of your little certificate. The corner of your little child's 5 metre swimming certificate that you got. It's because of today's big story and because of that fat bloke who takes up a big area, doesn't
Santa.
He?
Santa.
No.
I almost named a colleague there, but then I realised that would have been workplace bullying.
Yes, it would. Plus, you're sitting through there.
Oh, she's coming in. Oh, she's just...
Anyway, I was playing... Ow! What did she throw?
Hello.
She threw a highlighter pen at me. Ow. So
that'll leave a mark.
Mark Shaw from Then Jericho.
Yeah.
So that's a big area because I'm playing it for the big story, which involves the fat man on the front of the newspaper.
Big Sam.
Big Fat Sam.
That's not what he's called.
Fat Sam.
You can't call him that. That's mean.
What's he called then?
Big Sam.
Well, he's fat, isn't he?
He's not really. Is not he? Massively. No, he's just quite stocky.
Massive. Stocky Sam.
He's bouncer size.
Bouncer size. What, like the dog in Neighbours? Right, so the big story today is that Fat Sam has something to do with football.
Allegedly.
Been filmed something football something. So to get to the bottom of that story, it's football, so I don't really understand it, but we'll investigate. We will be talking to our fat man correspondent, who will be live from inside Sam Allardyce. Reporting live. I mean, it's an exclusive. It is a scoop, which is a similar way to how you're going to have to get in there. Because all the other stations are covering it, the news is covering it, but no one's reporting live from inside Sam Allardyce this afternoon. But we are. So our inside a fat man correspondent is Cornelius.
Yes, hello.
Who needs to now leave here and get inside Sam Allardyce as best he can. If your little certificate helps you do that. Right, we'll be getting to the bottom of this football story that's on the front page of the Telegraph today. Next on Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
At Wix, there's 15% off all timber on top of existing offers. And with our online stock checker and free 1 hour click and collect services, you'll be sure to never have a wasted trip. So you can pick up the right products at the right price right when you need them. Wix, let's do it right. Ends 3rd of October.
This one totally goes to my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Oh, fabulous.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£149 per month. And 0% APR representative.
I'll take two.
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. Search Yaris offers. 0% APR representative, £1,500 finance deposit allowance and £149 per month available on new Yaris Icon 1.05 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 42 months. £1,968.51 deposit. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still problems just north of Cranwell on the A15. It's completely closed both directions due to an accident between the B1191 and the Sleaford Road Junction. Sign diversion via the A153 in place to skirt around that closure for the time being. South Yorkshire, northbound side of the M1, one lane closed due to an accident between 34 at Meadow Hall and 35 at Rotherham. And finally, Northumberland, Hexham, the A69, completely closed due to fuel spillage and an accident involving a fuel tanker between the B6531 and the A686.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
This week, officially, they are celebrating European languages. We've stolen words from everywhere. From India, pyjama, bungalow, shampoo. From Australia, the Aborigines gave us budgerigar. And even the Americans have contributed. OK comes straight from the United States. But there are only 3 words in the English language with 6 letters, no repetitions, and all those letters are in correct alphabetical order. Do keep up. It's as simple as ABC. ABC. The only 3 words of 6 letters in the English language with no repetition, all the words in the correct alphabetical order are almost, biopsy, and chintz. For more amazing facts, join me, Paul Ross, on Talk Radio for the Full Set Breakfast.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I am John Holmes on the radio. Hello. It's 22 minutes past a time. And it's time to talk about today's big, and I mean big, story. Seemingly a man called Massive Sam, who is something to do with football, has been stung by reporters, as he is reported by the reporters to have reportedly offered to something or other to do with football that I don't really understand. What I do know, though, is that Massive Sam is the manager of some football, and many people consider that to be quite important. Massive Sam, so-called, because he is 60 foot high when fully assembled, like a transformer, but he's a vehicle, of course. Apparently he's a football coach. I think that's how it works. Massive Sam has been filmed by a newspaper offering something to do with a transformer window. To answer questions such as these is our fat man correspondent, who is on the line live for us from inside Massive Big Fat Sam. Good afternoon, fat man correspondent Cornelius. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello there. So you're live inside Sam Allardyce this afternoon, am I right?
Yes, that is correct. I've entered Sam Allardyce and I'm fully inside of him.
It sounds very much like there's a game of the football going on inside him. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, that's right. When he got the job, he did say that football runs in his blood, and I can confirm that, and you will be able to hear the football in the background.
Yes, yes. It also sounds a bit like tennis, but let's not dwell on it. So, almost as if you were standing near outside the building opposite the tennis and sports court, not inside Sam Allardyce, which is where you are. So,
yes.
talk us through what's happened. Explain what's happening.
Okay, well, the Telegraph, I believe,
yes,
has allegedly filmed, Big Sam, telling football allegedly agents that they can allegedly get around rules that the FA that's what the A stands for in FA,
yeah,
of course.
Football alleged.
Yeah, that's correct. Apparently he's been encouraging people to curb the rules when it comes to both transfers and windows.
Right, so this is the football transfers are like that you get out of a comic and rub on your arm in lieu of a tattoo if you're a child.
Yeah, sort of, but it includes a window as well. It's when teams want to swap players or tattoos. What they have to do is gather at the window, one team on each side, and then pass them through the window.
Is it like the miserable window through which... Oh, something big happened in Big Sam there. What was that?
that was
bit of fat
rupturing.
Sam came off. Yeah, a bit of him ruptured on the inside.
Because
he's a big man, isn't he?
It's very roomy in here, that's correct.
Yeah. In what part of him are you in currently? And how did you gain ingress into Massive Sam?
I went in, I disguised myself as a burger.
Yeah.
And he ate me. I'm currently in the stomach.
Of
which
him.
Of Big Sam, which is the...
Fat Sam.
Fat Sam, Big Sam, which is the roomiest part of him.
Yes. And is it... So I'm just reading a story here. where it says that the FA, and I'm quoting now, the FA, at the very least, will haul him over the coals. Now, in order to haul someone of his bulk over some coals, what are they planning? Are they planning to tie him to a truck? Or maybe a cow or something? How are they going to haul him over the coals?
No, they're not going to tie him to anything, John. That is, of course, a ridiculous suggestion. What they're going to do is get a snow plough and sort of push him over the coals.
I understand.
Joe Cole will be one of them, and Carton Cole as well, both footballers, John, just and, so you know.
And I understand, yes, I understand Old King as well has said he's happy to be heated through.
Nat King
Nat
as
King,
well.
Char. Yeah, yeah. And a word I can't say on the radio. Cheryl?
Cheryl.
Is she one of them?
No, she's not, of course, famously.
No. Thank you for that. Just a quick... I mean, I think we've got to the bottom of the situation now, but, I mean, in terms of what happens next with him, I understand there's some football happening quite soon, and he's either going to be involved in it or not now.
Yes, he is hoping for extra time on his job, John, but it'll have to go to a draw first. But whether he will stay is looking increasingly unlikely, especially as since I've entered Big Sam, I have come upon an exclusive Four Talk Radio, John.
Is it a secret recording of some kind?
It is a secret recording, that's correct. This is from, I believe, Big Sam talking to the England player Wayne Rooney, perhaps allegedly discussing the same bending of FA rules.
Rules, yes.
We have the recording. I'll play it for you now, John.
Okay, here we go.
All right, boss.
All right, Wayne. All right, thanks for coming in.
No worries.
I just wanted to have a quick word with you about getting round the back.
Yeah, I know. I've been struggling, boss, but it's not my... There's nothing I can do.
No. Wayne, there are...
I keep on being offside.
But Wayne, there are ways around that. There are ways around being offside.
You told me the FA were clamping down on it.
No. Wayne, there are ways around the FA. There are ways around the FA.
Like what?
Have a think. Why don't you run behind the linesman? If he doesn't know what's behind him, he can't rule you offside, can he?
Okay. Yeah.
Alright, what about khaki pants? Camouflage?
Do you mean the kit?
As well. Bit of camouflage kit. Bit of red on your shoulder. No one know where you are.
Huh?
Alright, what about this? Jetpack. Just fly over them. Where's it saying the rules you can't wear a jetpack?
I thought they were clamping down on jetpacks.
No, there's ways around that. There's ways around that, Wayne. There's ways around that.
There it is, an exclusive recording there that Talk Radio has managed to obtain of big fat man Sam Allardyce. Apparently, seemed there. I mean, it's quite clear to me that he was telling Wayne Rooney how to get round the FA rules. There is that what we can take from that?
That's what we can only assume, John. Allegedly.
Allegedly. It was an exclusive for Talk Radio, in your face, Telegraph. Cornelius, you need to come back now. You're our fat man correspondent no more. You got into Sam Allardyce there by disguising yourself as a burger. I'm assuming he's going to poo you out.
No, John, he's actually going to birth me out. He's going to give birth to me.
Out of his big fat ass.
Yes.
And there we have our undercover reporter inside Sam Allardyce. Getting to the bottom of that football story this afternoon. If you've got a reaction to that story, right, Victoria?
No.
To that story, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anywhere you
like.
We will
take some of your reactions next. Also, in the next half an hour, of course, headline hijack. We'd like you to make a news story up for the 2 p.m. bulletin. And we will meet somebody else lunching alone and induct them into the Talk Radio in the afternoon's Tupperware Hall of Despair. It is Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
A victim of the Smiler rollercoaster crash says no financial penalty can turn the back the clock after Alton Towers operator was fined £5 million. Merlin admitted health and safety breaches following the collision in June last year. 16 people were injured, including two teenagers who each had to have a leg amputated. Chanda Chan was one of five people seriously hurt and says the sentence won't help what they're going through.
In terms of day-to-day life for us, that hasn't changed. It's a lot of psychological difficulties. I'm struggling. I have a scar, which is not very pretty. To be honest, we just need to be looked after.
It's understood the Football Association is considering sacking England manager Sam Allardyce just 67 days after being appointed. Undercover reporters from the Daily Telegraph recorded him making a number of controversial comments. Footage appears to show him offering advice about how to get around rules on player transfers. A review's found the Crown Prosecution Service was right not to charge Sir Cliff Richard over sex abuse claims. The singer says he's pleased proceedings against him were dropped in June. Police searching for missing toddler Ben Needham on the Greek island of Kos have found pieces of fabric on land close to where he was last seen. The 21-month-old from Sheffield disappeared during a family holiday 25 years ago. And Sir Terry Wogan's life is being remembered at Westminster
Abbey. Sure, that's how he'd want to be remembered?
No.
By someone mispronouncing his name on the radio.
That's probably not how he'd like to be remembered.
No. Good job you weren't asked to do the eulogy there, was it?
Yeah.
Chris Evans did it, I think, didn't he?
He was there, yes. And Joanna Lumley read a poem as tribute.
Thank God they didn't ask you.
Well, I didn't know him, so it would have been weird.
Yeah, I know, but...
Yeah. Anyway, the weather.
That's what he would have wanted. Victoria messing his name up on his special day.
John.
What's the weather doing?
It's going to brighten up.
Is it?
Strong winds in the north, highs of 19.
Good. That's Victoria with the news. Don't forget, in 1 hour's time, though, because Victoria, as of last week, had her bulletins shaved down by a minute, has to make that time up because she still gets paid the same money. So, because she's fond of animal stories...
By the way, there are loads of good animal stories today, so I'm really...
Well, it's not Animal Day.
Yeah, well, this is frustrating.
Well, you could save them up for... when's Animal Day?
Well...
Thursday. So, yesterday was Animal Day. Today, vegetable. Tomorrow, mineral news. At around about 2:30. It covers everything, animal, vegetable, mineral. That's everything. So we're just doing a massive roundup.
So far.
Well, you've got an hour to find more vegetable stories. Mm. So Victoria's vegetable roundup in about an hour's time. And in this hour, as I say, a headline hijack on the way very shortly at 2 o'clock. There needs to be a made-up news story and it will come out of this mouth.
This mouth.
And... 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter. Should you wish to get your story, your news lie, into today's headline hijack. Plus, we'll meet a lonely luncher be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Right then, let's crack on. Marta, press a button.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout... A stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No. It's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Cornelius with some of your reactions that have been coming in.
Where's Con gone?
I don't know. He just left the studio, but that's just where we do the reactions. I'll go and find him, wait a minute. I'll
just go and find him. He's coming back. Sit back down.
Cornelius.
No, he's coming back.
You've got to do the thing.
Reactions. Sorry, what's that?
It's when this goes out on the radio, we'll just edit that out.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, shall I pick it up from the...
Sure.
Can we play a jingle?
Where are we going to?
Can we play a jingle again to pretend this bit didn't happen? I'm just going to play something to make it seamlessly blend.
blend. So.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Cornelius with some of your reactions.
We haven't had any, John.
Time for Headline Hijack. So, as previously indicated, your made-up news stories are very welcome in this hour each weekday. All you have to do is, using words that you know and understand, put them in some kind of order that appears to be some sort of news story. Just a paragraph will do, a short paragraph, but as long as it's fictional and you have made it up, we are very much willing to take it from you. And the reason for that is because we know, through careful research, that no one's listening to this at all. However, at 2 o'clock, some people get back from their, roughly eight people get back from lunch and put the radio on. And by accident, some of them actually listen to Talk Radio. They hear the news at 2 o'clock coming out of Victoria's face. I mean, badly pronounced, but it is there. And they believe it because it's the news. But what we like to do is put a lie in that news to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. Do you see? It's Headline Hijack. The number to call, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
I mean, you call us if you want. What's the number? Oh, yeah. 0844-499-1000.
Start your message with a voice.
Yeah, just go hello. If you do it. Anyway, or you can tweet as well using Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message
with any word you like. Here's what's been coming in then. Let's have a look. Sam Allardyce. Big Fat Massive Sam, he's called, isn't he? That's what people refer to.
Big Sam.
Fat.
No.
Fat Sam's Grand Slam. Big, massive, great Big
That'd
Sam.
That'd be a good event.
Fat Sam's Grand Slam?
Yeah.
It's from Bugsy Malone.
Oh, is it?
I think so. Sam Allardyce, Big Fat Sam, Fatty Sammy. Flot Sam and Jet Sam. Has released a statement asking everybody to ignore the allegations made on the front page of The Telegraph today. He said that if you hear it on the radio, then stick your fingers in your ear and go, la, 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 not listening. And he then didn't comment on whether the allegations are true or not. Sam Allegation. That's what I'm calling him. Big Fat Sam Allegation.
Sam Allegedly.
Yeah. What's been coming? What else you got, Cornish? What's coming?
This is from Nathan, who says, following a spelling typo in the Daily Mail last week, in which the newspaper accidentally reported that an unarmed black man had been shot in Tulsa as opposed to Tulsa in Oklahoma. The UK Black Lives Matter movement have staged a shutdown protest in the N-Dub Singer.
Good, you almost got through that.
Yeah.
Right, well done. Right, so if you've got a made-up news story, you've got 20 minutes to get it to us, after which we will have work experience punditry today. Who's coming in? Michael!
Yeah.
Right. And he will be reviewing... Oh, I see why you sung it, because he's reviewing the new music. He's a work experience, and we're road testing him. Without giving him any money, because we have the same relaxed attitude to employment law as Sports Direct. Lonely Lunch Club opens its mouldering pizza bread doors next as we meet someone who's lunching alone here on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Sorry, madam, your baggage is 3 kilos over.
Well, his was 5 under. How about I borrow 3 of his?
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Could it go on the light side of the plane, then?
There isn't a light side of the plane, madam.
I won't tell if you won't.
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Fiesta Z-Tech from only £159 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit Ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £3,657, 35 monthly rentals of £159 provided by ALD Automotive Limited. Subject to status, you will not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
I like cities and adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Still problems just north of Cranwell on the A15. It's completely closed both directions due to an accident between the B1191 and the Sleaford Road Junction. Sign diversion by the A153 in place to skirt around that closure for the time being. South Yorkshire, northbound side of the M1, one lane closed due to an accident between 34 at Meadow Hall and 35 at Rotherham. And finally, Northumberland, Hexham, the A69, completely closed due to fuel spillage and an accident involving a fuel tanker between the B6531 and the A686.
The Brothers Gould. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A seamless transition between tea time and twilight. With the legendary Brothers Gould. Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family. Tall Tales and Telephone Trouble with the Brothers Gould. Featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Get caught in two-way family crossfire. With me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
You all right, Bubba?
On Talk Radio.
It's a brother load of back check, bravado and banging entertainment.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. Keeping it in the family. With the Brothers Gould.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. I am what that bit of, I'm going to say quite cheap, production indicated me to be, which is John Holmes. Hello. Now, looking through the newspapers today, as indeed a radio show is more or less contractually obliged to do, looking through them here, a lot of stories. There's one. It's an interesting piece in the Telegraph, isn't it? Not the Sam Allardyce thing, I mean on page 9.
Page 9?
Have you seen it?
What is it?
It's not there. It's quite interesting, isn't it?
We need more women. BBC tells sacked stars.
Yeah, Telegraph. Interesting.
Star? Oh, Mitch Benn, yeah. Yeah.
The news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. Neither can I, Cornelius.
I can with that one, though.
Which is why we are here to help
Sarah
you.
Sarah Pascoe, she'd be good on that show. She's a woman. Susan Coleman. Calman.
The news is quite complicated, and many of you write to us telling us you can't get your heads around it. Well, we are here to help on the weekday afternoons, because we take the news and we break it down, to make it very easy to understand, into its component parts by stripping away all of the layers and getting right down into the nitty and the, I'm going to say the gritty, of the news itself. And when you do that, of course, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. That really is what's at the core of the news. If the NASA probe discovering water on Europa, which is of course also in the news today, or it might discover water on Europa, was sent by NASA to look at the news, what it would discover and send back photographs of is Japanese poetry. Mm-hmm. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Smiler engineers didn't read instruction book. That cost them a leg.
News in haikus.
Paul Chowdhury. He'd be good on it.
Shut your face.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Shut your white middle-class face. It's just not diverse enough. Right, so it's time for Lonely Lunch Club. This is where we open the doors, throw open the doors of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's mouldering pita bread walls crumbling with the tears of the lonely. Are you lunching alone? Are you a lonely what lunch? Be lonely no more. For this is where we invite lonelies what lunching to come on the radio, tell us why. We idly chat and chit about that and this. Just make awkward small talk as though we were your friend and colleague that you sort of have met in the kitchen. You've got to make a cup of tea. There's someone standing there. You don't know them very well, but now it's awkward because you're waiting for the kettle to boil in the work kitchen. So you guys have a little bit of a chat, even though you know nothing about each other and don't really have anything in common. That's how Lonely Lunch Club works. That's the role play that we take on. And there are prizes very much up for grabs for anyone inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club Tupperware Hall of Despair. Good, the gift prizes. They are
gifts, not prizes. They're not prizes.
We can't call them prizes because it's not a competition.
Yes. Well, it's not a competition. You know that.
Well, you don't just get a prize for a competition. You could get a prize for something else, can you?
No.
So I've got to say gifts.
It's gifts. Okay. Yeah.
You could win a gift.
Correct.
So you still win it then?
No, you don't win it.
I just said you
receive.
Did, and you said yes.
I didn't listen to that part of the sentence.
Or anything else. Right, on the telephone is today's Lonely Luncher. Hello on the telephone. Who is that? Is that Talal?
Hi there. Yeah, it's Talal. Hi.
Hi, Talal.
How's it going, John and Cornelius? You well?
Hi.
Yes. How are you, though? More importantly, you're lunching alone, Talal. That's the sad state of affairs, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. I am alone.
Why?
Why? Because I just got up, really.
Well, I mean, that's not necessarily the doesn't automatically lead to being alone.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, that's
in my
a good
case.
Point.
Yeah, it does in Cornelius's case, obviously. Yeah. Yes, because he's never.
Well, yeah, it does for me as well. I get up alone very often, I'm afraid.
Right. Why? I mean, where are you, and what do you do when awake?
I'm currently in my back garden.
Yeah.
I don't get up to much, man. I'm pretty severely unemployed at the moment.
Are you?
Yeah.
I share your pain.
And I was up late last night. That's why I was. I got up so late.
What were you doing?
I was up late watching the presidential debate.
The presidential debate. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. That's interesting. So what we've done, because of the role playing element to this, whereby we have to take on the role of a friend and colleague that we don't know each other very well, that kind of thing, right?
Yes, that's you've
opened up a good area there for sort of idle chit chat, haven't you? So
indeed, yeah.
So I'll start, and then you join in with the chat, right? You ready? Here we go.
Okay, sure.
So Talal, all right?
Yeah, John. Hey, man.
Yeah. What did you did you see the debate last night?
Oh yeah, man. I'm knackered. I was up really late watching the debates, but yeah. It was worth it, man. It was entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen someone say so much, but talk so much, but say so little. It's you know, because in the debates last night, they didn't allow the audience to make any noise. The moderator at the beginning, he said, in order to let us focus on the words of the candidates, we're not going to let the audience make any noise, no cheering, no hollering or anything.
That's right. I understand this. The strict security procedures for that debate, it meant that everyone, all the audience, had to have their voice boxes forcibly removed on entry.
Yep, they had a team of surgeons at the security gates,
yep.
With sterilised equipment or yep. removing the vocal cords. Yeah, it was pretty brutal, but I think it was worth it because you got to see Trump kind of talk for more than 10 seconds without a horde of idiots screaming and cheering him on.
Yeah, yeah. It was a very sensible move. I understand there's talk of rolling it out across other debates as well, where people debate but with their vocal cords removed themselves. It's more
the next one they're going to take their arms off as well, so there's no clapping.
Yeah, that, exactly. Yes, no, exactly right. Yeah, no clapping. No, I mean, no encouragement or heckling of any kind. Because that's just fascism. And I understand for the last debate, the last round is that Trump and Clinton also will have their arms and vocal cords removed. And will just sort of have to interpret their
answers. Yeah, with leg charades, they're calling it.
They are. It's based on, as you know, the art of the river dance.
That's right. Yeah, they're going back to their Irish roots. They're doing it in kind of respect for all the hardworking Irish that worked in America and helped create it to be the country it is today,
the great nation that it is. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So they're getting the candidates to river dance.
Yeah, and I mean, it seems odd to us as outsiders that the presidential debate or in the actual presidency will be decided on sort of Flatley's folly, really, is the nation.
Yeah.
You know, it's an interesting notion, isn't it? But is it fair?
The moderator is actually, for the last debate, is a guy called Flat Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He got flattened in a horrible steamroller accident, but he's still a really respectable news anchor.
Well, he is. I mean, he's very professional. I mean, they just, as you know, scooped him up and put his remains in a bucket, and that will then lead the debate. But it's okay because no one can talk or move their arms. Really, the news anchor doesn't need to do anything anyway. So
no, it's just all you got. They're going to hopefully. I think Clinton, she, being the smart lady she is. She's currently studying Morse code, and she's trying to learn Morse code. So she's going to try and cheat that way and just tap out her message.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's, oh. I can't wait. I mean, I'm going to stay up all night to watch that one, if I'm honest. I imagine you'll be the same. Good. So, well, look, that's idle chit-chat about presidential debate out of the way. Now, you are inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club, Tupperware Hall of Despair, simply by getting in touch with us, Talal. That's all you have to do. The question I do have to ask you as well is, what are you going to have for lunch, or have you had it already?
I had a light lunch. I had a bit of, well, it's like Arab stuff. You wouldn't really understand it, I don't think.
No, I don't understand.
Do you like Arabic food?
Well, I like Arabs.
Oh, good, good. Oh, we'll get on. Great. Had a bit of hummus with pita bread.
I understand what hummus is, yeah.
Yeah? Oh, do you know what Zeytun Za'atar is?
No.
Oh. It's incredible. It's like sesame seeds with a bit of olive oil.
Yeah.
You dip your bread in the oil.
Nice.
And you pick up some sesame with the bread.
Yeah.
And you just munch it down.
Sounds good, that.
It's really nice. Yeah. And then I had a cup of tea with a couple of milk chocolate digestives.
Is that an Arab speciality?
Mark, is it? It is, yeah. It's actually an Arabic invention. Not many people know that. But if you look it up on Wikipedia, it credits digestives
to Arabs.
Yeah.
Well, they discovered them in the desert, didn't they?
Yeah. It was, and it didn't help because people are thirsty in the desert, and then you eat a biscuit, and it's not really the best thing to eat when you're parched. But that's what the chocolate's there for.
Yeah.
Sort of lubricant.
Well, it's nature's drink, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, Talal, you get a, now you've been inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. You get a choice of gift prizes here.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm not. Gift prizes can be yours.
They're just gifts. They're not prizes.
They're just gifts. They're not. They're not. Yeah, I'm just going to stop that.
It's just so special.
Right. Okay. So the gift prizes you can choose from are these. I'm going to turn to my glamorous assistant. Well, Cornelius, and you can choose from
a Talk Radio mug.
Yes, a Talk Radio mug, which now features James Whale.
Have you drawn a picture of James Whale on it?
I could do.
James Whale's in later for Sam Delaney.
Yeah, yeah.
Perhaps we could just smear a bit of James Whale on the mug.
Mm.
So you've got. So it's a Talk Sport mug containing James Whale's DNA.
Yes.
Wow.
Talk Radio, yeah, not Talk Sport. This is a Talk Sport.
A Talk Sport mug.
Yes, a Talk Sport mug. It's like a Talk Radio mug, but much more successful.
A Talk Sport 2 mug.
Direct mug.
Sorry, I can hear either of you.
A Sports Direct mug.
Is that the third one?
It isn't.
That's what they call Martin Ashley, huh?
Anyway, here we go.
A Talk Sport 2 mug.
Yes, Talk Sport 2.
enough said about that.
Today's Metro newspaper with haikus scribbled on it.
Not just haikus, a tiny bit of Diet Coke where I accidentally spilt it out of my mouth when I thought I was going to throw up on the train this morning.
And that's what a hangover will do to you.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot is a Young Man.
Yes, a book about a white man talking about white man things.
Hello, that's me. It can be signed with any author's name you require, Talal. Any author's name at all, should you choose that particular gift. There's also this.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Yes, remember Colin Murray? No, neither do we. But we do remember the calendar he left behind.
He had a load of them printed. They were thrown in a skip when he left. We fished them out. We're giving them away as prizes. There's also this.
A 2016 Talk yes. Radio John Holmes colander.
Yes, due to an email typo asking for a similar prize to what Colin Murray had, we now have this delightful colander gift.
So, out of those excellent choices, Talal, which would you like to be welcomed into the Tupperware Hall of Despair?
My God, that was quite a roller coaster. Every prize had me, and then the next one was even better.
Today. Not appropriate thing to say today. Which one would you?
Oh, right, yeah. Which one would you? It's really making me smile. I'm quite a smiler at the moment as well. So,
which prize would you like? Which of these 5 million?
Which gift?
Oh, yeah. Look, I was so close to asking for your book, John, because I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
And I know that your book, I've heard amazing things about it.
Good, well said.
But then, you came out with the colander.
Yeah.
And that just trumped all the rest, because there's nothing like a good bit of strained vegetables to get your day started. It's a much healthier start to your day than biscuits, I can tell you that.
Good advice from Talal. He's going with the colander.
Yeah,
it's a talk.
There we go.
Due to a typo, it's a talk radio colander, which we will write talk radio on the side of with a Sharpie. Congratulations.
I'm going to run around the street with it on my head and pretend I'm a space marine and shoot cats with an imaginary laser.
Go away now, your piece is over. That's Talal, who was on the radio there being inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you would like to join in the Lonely Lunch Club, simply get in touch using this email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We will put you on the list. We will call you back. Right, in the next bit of the programme, just before we find out who's got their news story into headline hijack, we welcome Michael. Is that right?
Michael, he's
excellent.
Here.
Michael, who will be rowing his boat ashore, bringing with him music reviews. It's work experience punditry. That's coming up. And, a made-up news story in the news, which is next, of course. You know the drill by now. Headline hijack. Somebody has sent in a story. We have deemed it newsworthy. It's utter balls. But it will be in the news, masquerading as truth. Next, to fool those who aren't listening to this bit and just switch the radio on at 2 o'clock. Who has won today, Cornelius?
Congratulations to Don.
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 Where's,
Donny.
Where's Donny Don from?
I don't know. Yeah, he hasn't said.
Make something up. Doncaster. Don is from Doncaster and has got his made-up news story in the news, which is next. You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think about every last little detail. Take our CR-V Black Edition. From its active cornering headlights that turn with the wheel to its smart keyless entry that unlocks the door when you're close, nothing gets missed. We even think about your bank balance, which is why we have a 0% finance offer on our CR-V Black Edition. So head down to your local Honda dealer to book a test drive. Selected dealers registered by 30th of September 2016 while stocks last. 0% APR representative terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
I like citizen adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile.
T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At just gone 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, could Big Sam be out of a job? A £5 million fine for Alton Towers. And Sadiq Khan stresses Labour needs to get into power.
Talk Radio.
The Football Association is considering sacking England manager Sam Allardyce. There are meetings at Wembley after a newspaper recorded him allegedly giving advice on how to get around rules on transfers. Football writer Matt Scott has told Talk Radio the FA has always cared about incidents off the pitch.
Terry Venables lost his job because of the spat he had with Alan Sugar. With Harry Redknapp having gone through that very high-profile trial, he was another one that they didn't want to take over the England job. And they've gone for Sam, thinking that this time things would change, and yet here he is doing silly things.
The firm which operates Alton Towers has been fined £5 million over a rollercoaster crash. Merlin admitted health and safety offences in court over the incident last June, which injured 16 people, including two teenagers who had legs amputated. Nick Varney is the company's chief executive.
On this occasion, we let people down with such devastating consequences. It is something none of us will ever forget. And it is something we are utterly determined will never be repeated.
An elderly man is being questioned on suspicion of murdering a schoolgirl more than 50 years ago. The 78-year-old was arrested in Berkshire over the death of 14-year-old Elsie Frost, who was stabbed on her way home in Wakefield in 1965. Sir Cliff Richard says he's obviously pleased the reviews found that a decision not to bring sex assault charges against him were correct. The Crown Prosecution Service has looked again at its process, and the singer says he hopes it brings the matter to a close. The London mayor says the people who need Labour the most are being failed when the party's not in power. Sadiq Khan says Labour needs to focus on winning mayoral elections around the country. And Beyonce and Justin Bieber lead the nominations for this year's MTV Europe Music Awards. They both appear in five categories ahead of the ceremony in November in Rotterdam, while Adele has received four nominations.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sorry, I missed all of that.
The whole bulletin?
Yes.
Okay, do you want me to go through it again?
The end bit will do. What did you choose to end on? I'm always interested in what you choose to end on, because it's your own little quirky take, isn't it?
Not always. Mm-hmm. Well, this is Beyonce and Bieber leading the nominations at the MTV Europe Music Awards. They've got five nominations each. Adele has four.
Right.
Yep.
Weather?
I was going to do it, and then you interrupted.
Sorry.
Brightening up this afternoon with some strong winds in the north, highs of 19 degrees.
More than half an hour?
No, I only say that at half past.
Oh. In half an hour, though, vegetable news.
Ugh, still struggling.
Yes.
Can I just do one story?
No.
In depth look.
Well, you could if it's a minute and 10 seconds you've got to fill. We just go, because your news is shorter now by a minute for reasons we don't understand. You've still got to pay the same, so you have to fill up the time. So, animal, vegetable and mineral news on a daily basis.
I really don't want to do this.
Yesterday was a skateboarding duck.
Yeah, he was cool.
Today, vegetable news. Tomorrow, mineral news.
By the way, I'd just like to say, I came up with a good one, the animals, and you come up with vegetables and minerals, which are really dull, not interesting.
Well, it's your job.
It's your fault.
It's your job to make it interesting.
Yeah, but I can't fabricate things.
Why?
Because it's news.
Oh, yeah, we don't mess with the news.
No, that's right. Sacrosanct.
Right, okay, vegetable news coming up with Victoria. Now here's Pete with some sports that's been pre-recorded.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Leicester winger Mark Albrighton says he still can't believe the club are playing Champions League football. The Premier League winners face Porto in their first ever home game in the competition tonight. Albrighton scored in their opening group game away at Club Bruges. Also in Champions League action tonight are Spurs, who travel to CSKA Moscow, a game that's live here on TalkSport this evening. Arsenal are likely to be without midfielder Francis Coquelin for 3 weeks. The Frenchman picked up a knee injury in the first half of Saturday's Premier League win over Chelsea. After being overlooked as a player, Bubba Watson will be involved in the US Ryder Cup campaign. The former Masters champion missed out on the final wildcard spot on Sunday, but has been named as a vice-captain for the USA instead. In rugby union, Bath have signed the New Zealand centre Robbie Froyne. The move will see him link up again with coach Todd Blackadder after he's completed his domestic season in October. And today's racing and air is off. That's because of a waterlogged track. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, following the news that bosses of companies could face jail for failing to prevent fraud within their business, it's been suggested that managers could be given the power of arrest. A special type of citizen's arrest could be brought into law that will allow managers to carry handcuffs and imprison their colleagues in stationary cupboards.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Victoria with the news and Pete with the pre-recorded sports. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Yes, Talk Radio on a Tuesday afternoon, 6 minutes past two. Hello, Work Experience Punditry on the way very shortly. Don't forget, today on the programme, we are, though, giving away a shipment of shale gas. Now, the first shipment of shale gas, of course, has arrived in Scotland. That's in the news today. Fierce debate about the future of fracking in the UK. We've been fracking here in the studio over the past week. There is a sports reporter here called Moose. That's his name, and we have we've fracked under him, and he did release quite a large amount of shale. Well, it's some kind of gas. It could be shale gas. We're not sure, but we are giving away some shale gas this afternoon on the program. If you'd like some shale gas, text the word shale gas to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk,
or you can tweet us as well at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like,
and then write that you want some shale gas. We're giving away some shale gas on the radio between now and 4 o'clock.
Talk Radio.
Right, time for the big debate. Wait a minute, it's not the big debate.
No, it's not.
It's not at all.
Idiot.
It's time for Work Experience Punditry. So, Work Experience Punditry works like this. We invite a work experience in to review a thing. A different one each day. We do music, we do television, we do geeky, gadgety stuff. We do hipster nonsense and film on a Friday. We welcome a new one today. Michael, hello.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
We'll be the judge of that.
Okay.
So, welcome along for joining the... Now, obviously, let's be clear, we use this as an excuse to road test the next generation of critics, yep, pundits and broadcasters, but we have the same attitude to paying people correctly as Sports Direct, which means we don't pay you at all.
Fine.
So, fine. You're here to review...
Some music. Yes.
Right. Good. And where would you like to start? I've got a list of things that you're going to be reviewing here, I think.
Yes.
Where are we going to go?
Well, I think we should start with the band Warpaint.
Okay, fine.
If we may.
Yes, we may.
Do you want me to talk about it before...
I'd say... just give us a paragraph of... okay. Let's structure this out. Get a little paragraph of what they're up to, the new single, what it's called, okay, and then we'll hear a bit of it. I think that's how we'll do it.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So Warpaint are a four-piece from LA, John.
Yes.
They have a new album out.
Yep.
Which is called Heads Up.
Good.
Heads Up, everyone.
Yep.
The new single is called Whiteout.
Yes.
And the single before was called New Song.
Right.
New Song.
Which is now an old song.
Yeah.
Right.
They're kind of a... Their music has been described in many different ways. Art rock, post-punk, indie rock, psych rock. So it's quite hard to pin them down. It's quite hard to explain them. Okay?
Yeah.
So I think listening to it does that.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's do exactly that then. This is working well. Warpaint, this is a new single. It's called Whiteout. That's the new single from Warpaint called Whiteout. I don't know that that's post-punk.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I don't even mention anything about Royal Mail.
No. It's just a...
good one.
Yeah.
But I know I find it very hard to explain what they are. I was with my girlfriend this morning. I said, "What do you
think?" Show off.
And she said, "I said, how would you describe it?" She said, "Moany."
Moany.
Yeah.
Yes, so the I think she's right.
The new Moany album there from Warpaint.
Yeah, I think she's onto something there. I mean, psych rock? Not really, is it?
Well, I don't know. It's tough. And the thing about it is it's the kind of music that takes a while to get into. You don't really hear that at the first time and go, that's really great. You
no.
go, it's interesting, it's intriguing.
It fills a gap. It takes up 3 minutes.
Yeah, but if you keep listening to it,
yeah.
it will fill a gap better than it did before.
So it will sort of grow and grow on you, like,
yes.
like a sort of musical wart.
Yes, it will grow on your elbows.
Right.
Like warts do.
Yes, not yeah. genital warts.
No.
Okay.
It's not, yeah.
Okay, so is it... I'm aware of Warpaint's work,
yep.
but not enough to go, yeah, that's classic Warpaint. I mean, is it indicative of their oeuvre?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not too sure, because I only know a couple of songs from the album before.
Yep.
And it is quite similar to them, so yes.
Okay, yes. Moany Warpaint.
Moany Warpaint.
Are we expecting it to be a... I mean, it's the indie kids will like it, I assume, because it sounds like that music
six
does
music
at the moment.
Sort of thing.
It's got six music it running is. Through it like yeah. Blackpool through a stick of rock, hasn't it?
It does indeed.
You know, I can almost hear now Gideon Co. getting aroused listening to that on six music. I can hear Steve Lamacq. This for me, this is very much like Steve Lamacq's Round Table now.
Oh. Yeah,
and I think that, you know, you'd hear the people on that, wouldn't you? Go nodding. You'd hear them nodding on the radio. So it's such a noddy sort of indie track that.
Yeah,
you just get yeah.
It has a really great percussion bit in it. I don't know if we heard it in that clip. That kind of goes doo-goo, doo-goo. And that was my favourite bit about it.
So it goes
sort of doo-goo, doo-goo, sort of thing. Like that? Did you get that?
Sorry, do it again.
Dooku. Dooku. Like that.
Sounds like the call of a bird.
But listen to it again.
Yeah.
And that is the great bit of the song.
Was that in the
clip? Should we play it again?
Let's listen to see if Dooku is in there. Here we go. This is Warpaint and Whiteout. Absolutely right, I didn't hear it the first time.
Yeah, now you mention it, you can hear it largely clear.
That's the kind of expertise that I'm bringing to the table.
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah, you would have missed that.
I would. I wouldn't have heard... And that's all... Whenever I hear that song, that's all I'm going to hear now.
Yeah.
I'm not even... It's gone from Moany to unlistenable now. So, thanks for that.
No problem.
What song are we talking about next, now we've destroyed Warpaint's career?
Yeah, so, this next song is by a band called Leish.
Oh.
It's called Song for Everything.
Yes.
It's not technically new, because it came out in about April, but it's being re-released on a new album in November.
Right.
The band Leish is the brainchild of a guy called Danny Green, who lives in London. And I discovered this song on SoundCloud a couple of months ago, and it's my favourite song of the year.
Big, bold words, Michael.
Whoa. Favourite song of the year.
Hello.
Hello.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What about Bon Jovi's This House Is Not For Sale?
I'm not a fan. But fine, that's, you know, if, yeah. This is my favourite song of the year.
Song of the year. Big, you come in here for the first time, bringing your tracks, and for the second song, you've gone straight for it.
Yeah.
This better be bloody good now.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Song for Everything.
You're made of stronger stuff, and faithful to your toes. So I wanna look you in the eye and say I'm trying. I'm trying.
Song of the year.
Yep. That is my favourite song of the year so far. It's amazing. Do you not think?
Is it the only song you've heard this year?
No, I've heard hundreds. I've picked it out of a list of hundreds.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that again, you need to listen to it again.
Yep.
The songs that I'm bringing in aren't kind of facepalm hitters.
Yeah, I like what you're doing.
No, they're more, I'm giving you something that you can grow yourself.
You're sort of seeding us.
Yeah, instead of giving you like a, you don't buy a pot plant full, you buy the seeds. I'm selling you the seeds of music.
He's good.
Are you high?
No, I just want to get across the fact that this is a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not aware of their work. Or is it a he? Is it a band or is it just him?
It's a band, but it's like his band.
Yes.
So,
because that's the fashion now, isn't it? It's to be you, but call yourself a band name.
Yeah.
Like Passenger.
And The Weeknd.
Or like Bon Iver sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
because that's John Bon Iver, isn't it? Off he's the lead singer.
Of Bon Iver Jovi.
That's, yeah, no, good point. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the fashion, though, isn't it? It's not just a name. It used to be an egotistical, yes, name yourself, have a band, but call it after you. Van Halen.
Mm.
Eddie Van Halen. Alex Van Halen, of course, brothers. Bon Jovi, good case in point.
Yes.
Others. But now, it's you have to be a sort of cool indie kid. It's just you, and you just go, I'll call myself a... Like Bat for Lashes.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one.
It's Natasha, isn't it?
Yeah.
But she calls herself Bat for Lashes, and that's, you know...
But I don't know why people do that. Why do you think people do that?
Well, I asked Passenger this. I interviewed Passenger, and he didn't know either. I think it's just a thing. You've got to market yourself. It's a crowded marketplace if you're a musician, isn't it?
That's true.
So to cut through, maybe it's that you have The Streets were another.
Ah, good one.
Rubbish.
The Streets are a band.
No, it's just Mike Skinner, isn't it?
No.
It is.
No.
Simply Red. It's just Mick Hucknall, really, isn't it? Can you name another member of Simply Red?
No. Motorhead was just Lemmy.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. At the end, it was.
No, it wasn't. There were three in Motorhead.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he was the only one who was in Motorhead for the whole thing.
I think that's true. But Mike Skinner, who is rubbish, was just The Streets. Simply, you can't name another member of The Streets.
The guy who sings.
Yeah, I don't know what
the guy who sings the choruses.
Don't Google it. Name me another member. You can't.
Yeah, but I can't name another member of Florence and the Machine.
Because it's just Florence. Who are the Machine? No one cares who the Machine are.
Yeah, the guitarist.
Back me up, Michael.
But her name's in that.
Yes.
So that's a bit different.
And she's got an actual machine, as we know, that she constructed herself. It's like, have you ever seen Wild Wild West?
No.
With the film, with Wiki Wiki Wah, with Will Smith.
Yeah,
there's
right,
a giant mechanical spider.
Okay.
Right? She's got one of them.
Oh.
She rides them. If you've ever seen her live, she comes on at the end in a giant mechanical spider, fires lasers.
Nice.
That's the machine.
I'd like to see that.
It's excellent. Yeah. It's a spectacle, Michael. Anyway, let's hope you're... we'll come back after Traffic and Travel with more music. Let's hope it's good this time. That's Michael. It's just like Six Music, this, isn't
you're
it?
So
don't you think? It's just like it. I don't know why... You know, I don't know why... You know, they say one door closes, another one opens. I could go and be Stephen Mack. I don't know why. Anyway, I used to be on Six Music. I could do that. Right, we're back with Michael with more music reviews next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
I went on a Thompson Cruises holiday with my family. It was the best. I went rock climbing in the middle of the ocean, had a water fight with Dad. Mum and Dad had a romantic meal. I found my new favourite dinner, and it doesn't have ketchup on. Went to loads of different cities. I can't wait till next year.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing on selected ships. At all protected.
Meanwhile, back here on Sounds Fantastic, can you identify this sound? Well,
out here, stranger. Need to borrow some money? I can arrange that for you.
Yes, that was the famous loan arranger. But what about this?
Go compare.
That's the voice that's telling millions of people where to check out the right place,
subject to status and lending criteria,
for them to borrow cash.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Westbound side of the M58 through Lancashire, two lanes closed due to a breakdown at junction 3 for the A570. It's inside two lanes of the three which are closed there. Greater Manchester, the clockwise side of the M60, two lanes blocked due to an overturned van between 20 at Higher Blackley and 21 for Hollingwood. And finally, in Warwickshire, to the northbound side of the M42, two lanes now closed due to an accident between 3A at the M40 and 4 for the A34 at Shirley. Queues back on the M40 towards Henley and Harden.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by September 30th, 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Chocolate brownies, in fact, you know, like on Bake Off. Anyway, so good.
Racist.
No. Good afternoon to you. It's Talk Radio that you're listening to. I'm John Holmes. We are with Michael. He is reviewing music, his work experience, punditry. So far today, we have heard new music from Warpaint, the band that Michael's girlfriend describes as Moni.
Which is how Michael described his girlfriend he did, during off, the break, off, really.
Yeah,
which, that was a bit rude.
Yeah, I hope she's not listening.
Yeah.
And then you're regretting this, aren't you?
Yeah, it's fine.
And then we heard Michael's Song of the Year.
Yes.
So, by...
Laish. Yes, L-A-I-S-H. Okay. Quite confusing.
Song for everything. Why Laish? What does that mean? Like head, is it like head Laish?
I don't know.
Wood Laish?
I don't know.
whip Laish. So, where are we going? Where are we going next, musically speaking, Michael?
We are going back to about 2004.
Yes,
for a bit of Block Party. Well, we're not going back to about 2004.
Yeah,
but Block Party are back.
Yeah,
partying
back.
They had an album out earlier this year, which was called Hymns.
Yes,
they now have a new song called Stunt Queen. Out.
Shall we hear it?
Yes.
Okay. Here's Block Party.
Pure and shallow, let's be clear, I know all the tricks. But I did not come to get you, through, I came to get rich. So if you won't be test me, you will pick up a stitch. Then start talking. I've got friends in high places. I know what you don't know. Been round the block a while in my time. I pulled a stunt or two.
Well, that's... That sounds familiar.
Yes. Why?
Well, I mean, it's very very Block Party.
Yeah, yeah. It's.
But I think I've heard that. I think I've heard that before. But I can't have done. Well, no, probably not. No, it's new, isn't it?
Just another Block Party.
It's just another Block Party. Yeah, it sounds like all the others. Then
it came out on Friday.
Right. No, I certainly haven't heard it.
Well,
since
because
then.
They've got two new band members now. They've got a new drummer and a new bassist. I think.
Yeah, have they?
And I think the sound changed on the last album. I haven't actually listened to it, but I think that's the case.
Yeah.
But this seems to be like a return to what they sort of used to sound like, because it's vaguely similar.
That is old school. Yeah, Blockbuster, yeah.
But I don't really like it.
Do you not?
Oh, no. I like everything they do.
Do you?
Yeah, I really like
it. It's a bit
my favourite
song's poppy.
Ratchet. Have you heard it?
No, I haven't.
No, it's good. It's spelt like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
R-A-T-C-H-E-T. Ratchet.
Yeah. So, that's what he thinks they are.
Well, yeah, maybe. I'm just not. It's a bit too poppy for me.
So you're an indie kid, aren't you? I mean, you're like you know, you're the guy sort of standing down the front with his eyes closed, moving slightly to the to the music, aren't you?
Yeah, slowly.
Yeah,
I like my music dark.
Yeah,
I like my music.
You don't like Electric Light Orchestra then?
No, no. Good. Yeah. Any more? But I like my music kind of, you know, melancholy.
Yeah.
That's not melancholy enough for me. It's too poppy. And in the first line, he says, "I am not your mate." And he says, "I don't like the way he says it. It's a bit sort of lame."
Is it a little bit too overfamiliar?
So
he's not your mate.
He's not my mate.
No,
Kelly, you're not my mate.
No,
he's not. I mean, he's not talking to me.
Yeah,
I don't think.
I was once on a round table on Six Music with Kelly from Block Party.
Really? Oh, is he nice? I bet he is.
Oh no, wait a minute. It wasn't him. It was Paul Smith from Maximo Park.
How'd you get them two mixed up?
Don't know. Just did just then.
Okay.
No. Great anecdote, yeah?
Yeah, no, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought you like that.
A strong one. I'm not really a fan.
Well,
sorry.
I mean, I wouldn't go out of my way.
Yeah.
Certainly. But you know, I liked it more than your song of the year.
Well, give that one another try.
I'll give it another
try.
Okay,
but Block Party, they were too good too soon. That was their problem.
Oh, okay.
Their first album was so good that they didn't have many places to go. Well, they did, but they didn't go to them.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
What's the next song we're going to? I'm going to optimistically use the word enjoy.
This is a song by Lisa Hannigan, who is best known for playing with Damien Rice. Do you know Damien Rice?
Damien Rice, yeah.
So his album O and Nine Crime, she was the woman voice on there.
Yes.
Lisa Hannigan, she's had three solo albums since then. One came out a couple of weeks ago. It's called At Swim. But this song is called We the Drowned.
The ashes, we spend our days like matches, and we burn our ships as blankets. The
bring you down there.
I mean, I met you like that, don't you?
Oh, I absolutely love
it. It's right up your alley, Michael, isn't it? We're getting the measure of you.
Although that was a live version. I've not heard that.
Right.
Yeah, that was different to the album version.
There was a bit more energy in that one, wasn't there?
So I'm going to seek that one out.
I'm telling you now, I'm not.
No, but seriously, Lisa Hannigan, At Swim, amazing album, sort of airy vocals over lovely piano and guitar. It's produced by the guitarist from the band The National. Do you know The National?
Yes, I know The National.
Yeah, the guitarist Bryce Dessner produced the album.
Yep.
Some great production on there. You should check it out.
What would your girlfriend describe that as? Oh, God, it's Michael's music again.
No, I'm going to see her live with
your girlfriend.
No, Lisa.
Yes.
I'm going to see her live with my girlfriend.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I'm dragging her along.
So does she like...
Oh, you're dragging Lisa along to her own concert.
It's complicated.
Very weird.
I think she likes her.
Yeah.
She hasn't said she doesn't. And I've played it quite a lot, so I'm hoping that she does.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, do come back and tell us.
Yeah.
We can't wait to hear.
Well, thank you. I will let you know.
Michael, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Will you be back?
If you want me back.
Come on, Michael.
Yeah.
Come back next week.
I will be back.
With more of your rubbish. So that is Michael. He is brand new music reviewer on Work Experience Punditry here on Talk Radio. In the next half an hour on this programme, then, well, we'll take some of your reactions, of course, the big debate at three. A diversity paper review on the way, and our guest this afternoon joins us after the news. Freddie Flintoff will join us to talk about something or other he's being paid a lot of money to promote by a commercial company. That's how that sort of thing works. Right, Victoria's got the news just after 2:30. Here we go.
Talk Radio.
It's understood the Football Association is considering sacking England manager Sam Allardyce. The Daily Telegraph recorded him making some controversial comments, and footage appears to show him detailing how to get around player transfer rules. The Times chief football correspondent Henry Winter has been speaking to our sister station Talk Sport.
If you make comments like that about your employer, who are the governors of the game, and you're effectively saying, listen, they're way round my employer's rules, and leaving aside also, which will upset many people, particularly the FA when their job losses, of going for an extra 400,000 on top of your 3 million, you just think your focus is not right.
A record fine has been handed down to the operator of Alton Towers after the firm admitted health and safety breaches, which led to a roller coaster crash. 16 people were injured last year, 2 needed to have legs amputated. A lawyer for some of the victims says money alone will never heal psychological scars. A man has been arrested on suspicion of the 1965 murder of a 14-year-old schoolgirl from Wakefield. Elsie Frost was stabbed on a towpath as she made her way home. Sir Cliff Richard says he's pleased after a review found the decision not to charge him over claims of sexual assault was correct. Prosecutors announced in June that no action would be taken, and a re-examination has found that it was the right decision. And Chris Evans led the tributes to Sir Terry Wogan at a special memorial service at Westminster Abbey. The 77-year-old broadcaster had cancer, died in January. Evans told the congregation, "Sir Terry will always be the best." The weather brightening up this afternoon with some strong winds in the north, highs of 19 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
And he's right about that. Terry Wogan is the best. I don't think we'll see his like again, Victoria, if I'm brutally honest. Now, it's just after 2:30. Mm-hmm. And as regular listeners will know, you have been shaved. Part of your...
I'd just like to specify, you're on about news bulletins.
Yes.
That's not I.
No, not your eye. The bulletins have been shaved down by... A minute has been shaved off them for reasons we still don't understand. This happened a week ago. So it has been dictated that Victoria has to make the time up.
You've dictated.
Well, you get paid the same. Otherwise, I've got to fill the time and I don't get any extra money. So.
You filled the time quite adequately by babbling on about how the time needs to be filled.
Yes. But the point is that you like a cheeky little animal story at the end of the news. This is how we got to this, right? But we can't do that every day. Of course, that would be folly. So instead, it's animal news, vegetable news and mineral news at 2:30 every day, rotated. Yesterday was animal. Today is vegetable news. Have you got a little bit of... Yeah. Here it comes.
Vegetable news.
Great.
Do you want it?
We want it.
A 90-year-old record for the world's heaviest red cabbage has been beaten. David Thomas presented his 23-kilogram effort at this year's National Giant Vegetable Championships in Malvern. The previous title holder, which was won in 1925, was 19 kilos.
Yep, carry on.
No.
Is that all you've got?
Yeah.
Well, that's not vegetable. There's got to be a minute of it at least.
I don't want
to. On Sam's show in the showbiz, you do a minute of showbiz, don't you?
Yeah, but there's loads of showbiz.
There's loads of vegetable news if you look.
Well, I've been looking.
I bet we can find some now.
All right, Cornelius, have a go.
We're on a race here against my laptop battery.
Just sit and listen to a man looking something up.
Googling things.
It's like Simon Mayo and Mark Kerr mode now.
I didn't want to do it anyway, John.
All right. We're all looking at you, Cornelius.
Well, you didn't even think to mention that fresh vegetable consumption has increased worldwide but fallen in Italy. That's breaking news as well.
Well, there you go, breaking news update with Cornelius.
Austrian Vegetable Orchestra excel at playing with food.
That's good. What's wrong with that?
I looked them up, but they've been around for ages, so they're not even a new thing. Well, that's not news. Yeah.
Russia drops fruit vegetable ban on Europe. On Egypt.
Yeah, I did report on the fact the ban was coming in last week. Right. But no one seemed to care, so no. I thought may as well not bother doing an update.
Try harder next time in a minute.
I don't really want to.
No, we got to.
I don't want to do minerals either.
Tomorrow. It's the... That was the animal, vegetable, mineral news, vegetables today with Victoria here on Talk Radio. Next, Freddie Flintoff joins us.
Jerry. You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I am John Holmes. Joining us now, I promise you, hot guest action, and I'm about to deliver it, which is rather apt way of saying, hello, Freddie Flintoff, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Yourself?
I'm good, thanks. And I say that, deliver it quite cleverly, I think, because we're going to talk about takeaways, right?
We are going to talk about takeaways and finding the best British takeaway.
Why?
Why?
Yes.
Because these people need rewarding, don't they, the takeaway? You go to them in your time of need to get some food, they work hard. So we want to reward these people with the British Takeaway Awards.
Right, okay, so...
For the people that just eat.
Yeah, okay, so are you personally judging? Do you get to judge this stuff?
No, it's a vote.
Right, public vote.
Yep. It's a public vote, and you can vote at www.thebtas.co.uk and vote for your favourite takeaway.
Right, and that's it. So we're talking food genres or specific shops here? How's it going to work?
No, food, whatever. It could be a fish and chip shop, could be a Thai, Indian, curry, whatever, a kebab house.
Yeah.
Just vote.
Yeah, all right.
All over the country. You got till next Thursday to do it.
Right, all right. I don't know whether you'll remember this. You and I, Freddie Flintoff, once spent a late morning into the afternoon drinking mojitos together.
Did we? Where
were we? Yeah, we did. We were in a well-known members club in London.
Yes, we did.
We talked. And the reason I asked about takeaways is because I remember you remember the pedlo story that we talked about.
Yeah,
back in the day. Very quickly, remind us of that for those that are going. Oh, I remember something about that.
It was a very unfortunate incident in the West Indies during a World Cup where, for some reason, I tried to get on a pedlo in the middle of the night. I think I was trying to get home, trying to escape.
But I remember you telling me that do correct me if I'm wrong, I think you got a bill, you're at the hotel in the West Indies, and you got a bill at the end of it that sort of said bar bill, and this is what meant to be, I think it was pizzas, whatever else on it, and at the bottom, pedlo.
$1,500, for a pedlo. It only made of plastic.
I know, you trust you to pick the most expensive pedlo, Fred.
I wasn't really in a position to argue, neither. I just swallowed it.
Yeah, you had to take it on the chin. So what else are you up to then? Because you do so much now. I mean, I don't know what to call you. Is it presenter, broadcaster, cricket?
Ex-cricketer.
You're still going with that, are
I'm
you?
I'm still an ex-cricketer, yeah.
Yeah, well, I suppose you'd always be that. But,
Well, I just come back from America.
Okay, we've been there.
Been filming with the illegal, their own boys on a road trip around the States again.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Which was fun. We went to LA, New York and Miami.
Yeah.
Doing some weird stuff.
How does Corden get the time to do that now?
He just pops in for the weekends now.
Right.
We can't get him midweek, can we? He's got a late night show to do.
Yeah.
But it's amazing over there because we went a year ago and nobody knew who he was.
Yeah, and now?
All of a sudden, everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone coming up to him. He's doing well, bless him.
Yeah, do you sort of hate that? You like that sort of Morrissey, hate it when our friends become successful sort of a way?
Nah, not at all. We just want Jack now to do something. Yeah. But no, it's great because James is doing what he's doing and, you know, Jack, he's doing his arena tour later in the year and he's doing movies and all sorts.
Yeah.
You want to see your mates do well, don't you? Jamie's happy with what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to see any of my mates do well, if I'm brutally honest.
You not?
No, God, no.
Come on.
I'd rather see them killed.
It's harsh.
Yeah, it is harsh, but sort of fair. So what... with your takeaway awards, then, I've just noticed the date. It's in December. It's on the
5th of December,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, can we go? I'm quite partial to it, because the food's going to be good, isn't it?
Have a word with them at Just Eat, because it's at Savoy as well. I've never been to a function at the Savoy. I bet the food there's good.
Well, that's it. But the thing is, technically, you wouldn't be using the food at the Savoy. You'd be calling in, wouldn't you? You'd be using Just Eat to get it delivered to the Savoy.
I think on this occasion, because it's people who've been making food and takeaway people, that I think they want some fine dining that night. So
yeah.
I think they're going to get spoiled.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Come on, check the facts before you come
on.
I just got the idea that, you know, there'd be sort of a chip van outside and everyone's sort of filing out of the Savoy.
Well, I could bring my chip van, can I? My green chip van.
And fries van.
Get the fryers on.
Is this where your association with this comes from? That when you did that Freddy Fries Again, didn't you, thing?
I did, I've done two series of that. I've done a third one in Australia. I took a barbecue van around Australia. Which was great fun. I think that's on in the new year.
Is that... Exactly. I mean, they live on it out there. They live on the barbecue. So, I mean, how was that received?
Well, I'll be honest with you. My barbecue skills weren't as good as my frying skills. And I got found out a little bit. I thought I could just take a little barbecue over to Oz and show them how to do it. But they take it a bit more serious
over
there.
They do, don't they? Yeah.
And they're not shy at letting you know you're not very good, neither.
Yeah. So what was your... I mean, what's... In terms of reception, then, what was your speciality of throwing something on a barbie?
I can do a steak and I can burger.
That's
that,
it.
That was about it. I went simple. Kept it really simple.
A friend of mine had a... because he's a show-off. He's a chef, but he's a chef show-off. But does all that Ponzi stuff. He gets a fish and then wraps it in banana leaves and it looks really easy. You know, it tastes amazing, but it looks really easy. I can't do that for love nor money.
No,
I put a fish in a banana leaf on a barbecue, it would explode.
No, I put it in foil. Nice piece of salmon, bit of ginger.
Yeah, so good advice. Yeah,
I've seen the wife do it.
Listen, I think we're running out of time, but suffice to say, it's a pleasure having you on.
Thanks, Sean.
As ever, we must mojito again. That was a wasted afternoon, but a good one.
No, it was. Cheers.
Right, takeaway awards. You can remind us where you can vote, Freddie.
It's www.btas.co.uk.
Splendid. Good to talk to you.
Freddie
Flint off there, joining us on Talk Radio this afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think about every last little detail. Take our Civic 1.4 Sport, from its rear parking camera with multi-angle view to its dusk-sensing lights that turn on as daylight fades. Nothing gets missed. We even think about your bank balance, which is why we have a 0% finance offer on our Civic 1.4 Sport. So head down to your local Honda dealer to book a test drive. Selected dealers registered by 30th of September 2016 while stocks last. 0% APR representative terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, fly from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Over 5 million people have already holidayed with us and you could too. Book now with just £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Normal conditions apply.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still problems in West Yorkshire, the southbound side of the M1. One lane closed due to a breakdown between 41 at Cargate and 40 at Wakefield. In Derbyshire, the northbound side of the M1, a broken down lorry blocks one lane between 28 at Alfreton and 29 at Chesterfield and Mansfield. And finally, to Warwickshire, at the northbound side of the M42, still two lanes closed due to an accident between 38 at the M40 link and Junction 4 at Shirley. Queues back on the M40, back towards Junction 15 at the Longbridge Island.
The boldest, baddest, baldest man in radio is back.
We'll meet again. I know when. 'Cause I know we'll standing in for Delaney.
James Whale takes the wheel for Sam Delaney this afternoon at Drive from 4. The Whale rides again on Talk Radio.
'Cause I know Whale standing in for Delaney.
Everything else is just small fry.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hello there and good afternoon. It's 1:45 a time. At 3 o'clock, there will be today's big debate, of course. Before that, Josh is here with the Diversity Pay-Per-View, which we'll get to in a minute. What we can be sure of, though, having looked through the papers, is that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, no one can. And we are here to help you. As we mentioned earlier, you've probably seen in the news, part of which is complicated, that NASA's probe will be searching for water on Europa, which is one of Jupiter's moons. And if NASA, instead of looking in space, diverted all of their funding to sending a probe to the news, what that probe would find when it deployed its drilling arm and drilled down into the news, what it would find at the very core of it, the very creation of the news itself, is, of course, Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and then 5 syllables again. We present, to help you through the news in haikus.
Clinton and Donald, debate on the telly, that's all I really know.
Home of in-depth coverage. We come to the most ironic, given recent events, part of today's programme. It's the Diversity Paper Review, whereby this programme is the most diverse programme on British radio. Until the Now Show comes back on Radio 4. But for now, we are still the most diverse programme on British radio because, since we started, every day we have a paper review. Yeah, so does everyone else. Ah, but as is the diversity paper review, because each day it is done, the paper review is done by a different diversity. It's the kind of thing that would make Lenny Henry tentpole his premiere in Duvet. He would find it so exciting. Today we welcome back Josh. Hello.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What is your diversity, please, Josh?
I am Black British.
That's correct. So you've been looking through the paper.
Thanks for clarifying.
You've been looking through the papers for us, Josh.
Yes, sir.
The diversity paper review.
Indeed.
We'll start with the Telegraph, of course. The big story today is, of course, that of Massive Fat Sam. To give him his football name.
Funny stuff. Depends who you are, actually. Depends if you find it funny or not.
I find it quite funny.
Yeah, me too.
I'm quite funny that we've gone through all the palaver of trying to get a New England manager where England aren't any good. And everyone's going, oh, the big fat bloke, he'll do. And then he gets one game in or something.
Straight away.
And now he's going to be
not
fired.
Even one game. Not even
we
one
might
game.
Not be. We don't know.
Speculation.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, the FA is investigating England manager Big Sam after he he used his role as a manager to negotiate a £400,000 deal and offer advice on how to get around, quote-unquote, rules on player transfers. The Telegraph claims it has footage from August of Aladici. That's pronounced right.
Are you calling Aladici? Him
Aladici?
Allardyce.
Allardyce.
Yeah.
We're going to go with that.
Okay.
Meeting men claiming to represent a Far East firm, saying a third-party ownership rules can be avoided. The FA banned third-party ownership following the discovery that the economic rights of Carlos Tevez and Javier Mascherano were owned by two offshore companies.
I like the way you sailed through Tevez and Mascherano, whatever his name is.
Mascherano.
No problem at all. Allardyce, on the other hand.
That's an odd name. If you actually pronounce that correctly, I'm sure it would be Dici with a
it's
Y.
It's definitely Dice. Allardyce.
Oh my god. Alright. Okay, just me then. Okay.
Yeah, it is just you. Yeah. Just call him Fat Sam like everyone else.
Big
does.
Sam.
Fat, massive great Fat Sam.
Allardyce.
Who is when fully deployed, by the way, Sam Allardyce is 60 foot high. That's why he's called Big Sam. And he transforms into a vehicle. He's a transformer, and that vehicle is a football coach.
Is that high or wide?
High.
High, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Just in case. Or as you'd say, Higgy. Probably. So,
oh dear.
So, well, it is. No, I don't. Look, you just told me things about this story, right?
Yeah.
And I don't understand anything about football, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
At all. So it's something to do with. What is it? There are rules.
Let me explain.
Come on. How does football
work? Third-party ownership. So. The former president of UEFA, Michael Platini, described investment
there
companies.
There he goes again, you see?
That's completely
Platini.
Right.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Described investment companies taking a stake in the economic rights of players as a form of slavery. Now, what it basically means is, for example, intellectual property in a company or a patent or a thing, you own essentially part of a player, part of their intellectual property, so to speak.
Football player and intellectual, come on.
Hence economic property. I think they changed the word for that reason. Yeah. But it's quite serious, and so the FA banned that. And Big Sam was essentially saying, there were ways around that.
So why did they?
Concept.
Why can't an investment company own a bit of a football player?
I think it's because it's flaky. It's quite concerning that someone can own 30%.
But doesn't an agent own part of the?
You make
financial.
Commission. I mean,
yeah, I suppose yeah.
Your agent makes commission. I presume it's not
annoyingly. Yeah. not from the Now Show anymore.
Oh God, but yeah. So it's a weird thing to own 30% of a person of a pure interest. I think they didn't like that concept. They thought it may be.
I see. I understand. Yeah,
it couldn't be too good.
And so there are ways around it, which according
so.
To Big Sam, allegedly.
Yeah. So yeah.
So and. Because that's so there are big investment companies that will still want kind of part of this deal if it crops up, I suppose.
Precisely, yes. And so the chairman of the FA, Greg Clark, is investigating now to find out if it was poor judgment or something more serious.
So it's a sackable offence if he's found to have done it, right?
Well, we were having this conversation in the office this morning. I'm not sure if it is. It's a sackable offence because they can decide what they want to do. It's their position. It's not illegal.
Yeah.
We do know that it's not illegal what he
did. It's just against the FA.
Yeah,
rules.
It's not the best. In
I think it's a good opportunity
events.
To bring more diversity into football. Don't you?
Yeah,
be a good idea, wouldn't it?
Into management
you get rid
roles.
In management roles. Yeah,
That's always a positive, isn't it?
I think that's true, isn't it? Yeah. I think what they should do is get rid of Sam Allardyce.
Or we could
bring in more women and diversity.
Or there could be another team, as you
said. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or just bring in another team that does that. And
indeed.
Then it's fine. Then you don't have to get rid of anyone.
Indeed.
This is going to make no sense to anyone. Anyway. Go on.
Oh, God. That's pretty much it. And then we're just going to see. We're kind of waiting on what the FA decide to do with Sam. And,
okay.
I mean, do you guys have any other suggestions for England managers?
I've no idea, because I don't know anything about football.
I'd like to see Big Harry take it. Harry Redknapp.
Is he bigger than Big Sam? Who's
no,
the biggest?
I don't think he's known as Big Harry.
Right.
But he is now. Big Harry, I'd quite like to see.
That okay. Be interesting.
Alan Kirbishley, because he recognised me the other day, so.
I think I might
get the call up.
I think I'd like to see Ian Wright, just because we need more diversity in women.
Yes, right. Ian Wright in a dress. Ian Wright in a dress, managing the football. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Boom. Box tick. Daily Mail. Johnny Depp is consoling Angelina Jolie or something.
Yeah.
What?
So apparently, yeah. So this has happened pretty much in the last week, right? The whole Brad Pitt thing.
Brangelina.
So yeah. Unfortunately, they broke up. Apparently, there's some kind of incident on the plane. The FBI is investigating Brad Pitt. Could it admit flat? I find the whole thing quite ludicrous.
But Johnny Depp's just been through a split with Amber, whatever her name is.
Amber Heard, yeah.
And now, because they're one showbiz Hollywood couple, and they've got other, Brangelina, or whatever it's called, there. Yeah. So now Johnny Depp is getting with Jolie.
Almost
straight
away.
So what are we going to call that?
Well, they were
Deppelina? What are we going to call it?
Oh, that's quite good.
Deppelina. Sounds too much like semolina.
Maybe not.
Jongelina.
Jongelina's quite nice. I quite like it. A bit like Orangina.
Orangina.
Ooh, now we're talking. But they worked on the same film together, The Tourist. So that's why it's bringing about a lot of speculation as to what people mean by console.
Yes.
Quote unquote.
Yes.
It's quite an odd thing to do, console.
Yes.
What does that exactly mean? What does that really mean, to console someone? Do you go there, you have a drink? What does that really mean?
Give them a PlayStation.
You know, if you're a millionaire, what does it mean to console another millionaire? To ask John Holmes.
I think he's just got off with her. BBC News, what's this about? Anti-inflammatory drugs and Russian hackers and so on and so forth.
Yeah, cool. So WADA...
They're getting them to present the Now Show. A bit more diversity.
What, Russian hackers?
Yeah.
They don't have any of those on Radio 4, as far as I'm aware.
Well, this is really getting pounded out.
So, just to clear this up for people, do you want to review page whatever it was of the Telegraph?
Yeah, go on, there you go. It's in the paper.
You can just review that.
Okay.
Because I realise this is going to make no sense now.
Yeah, okay, so how do you want me to phrase this?
Well, I don't know. What does it say? What's the headline?
So, we need more women. BBC tells sacked stars. So, two stars of the Now Show, Radio 4's satirical take on the news, have been dropped after being told by radio chiefs that they needed more women and diversity. It was announced yesterday that John Holmes,
hello,
our very own John Holmes, and Mitch Benn, both regular contributors to the Now Show, have been axed in what I'm sure viewers will see as an absolute catastrophe because they were very talented.
Not, as it's not on television, I don't think viewers will give a toss.
Oh, sorry, I apologize. Listeners.
That's fine. I pass no comment. But that was the diversity paper review. See what I mean, though? We've been doing this diversity paper review with the most diverse programme on the bloody radio. And now that.
The irony.
The bloody irony, Josh.
I don't think you should have been sacked because you're not diverse.
I think, well, that's
debatable.
I think you
should have been sacked because you're crap. Ha!
Kick a man when he's down, why don't you? Josh, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Remind us what diversity you are.
Once again, I'm Black British.
Yeah, Radio 4 in your face. Right, you're listening to... Talk Radio in the afternoon. Good afternoon, hello, I'm John Holmes. It will be the big debate next. The big debate at 3 here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
This one totally goes to my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Oh, fabulous.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£149 per month and 0% APR representative.
I'll take two.
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. Search Yaris offers. 0% APR representative, £1,500 finance deposit allowance and £149 per month available on new Yaris Icon 1.05 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 42 months. £1,968.51 deposit. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At exactly 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Big Sam facing the sack. Theme park is fined millions and Wogan is remembered.
Talk Radio.
It's understood the Football Association is considering firing Sam Allardyce as England manager. The FA is investigating footage recorded by undercover reporters appearing to show him detailing how to get around player transfer rules. Baroness Karen Brady, who was his boss at West Ham, has told Talk Radio it's disappointing.
This is a man that spent his whole life trying to get that job and has got it in his 60s. And what a great shame if he loses that job through non-footballing reasons. And I think he'll be disappointed in himself.
A £5 million fine has been handed to the owner of Alton Towers after a rollercoaster crash left two teenagers needing leg amputations. Merlin admitted health and safety breaches following the collision on the Smiler ride last summer. Paul Paxton is a lawyer for some of the 16 people who were injured.
The amount of the award probably makes no difference. They are reflecting how on earth could this catalogue of errors occur, leading to such serious injuries, as we said, on the fun day out.
A 78-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of the 1965 murder of a 14-year-old schoolgirl from Wakefield. Elsie Frost was stabbed on a towpath as she made her way home. Police say they've been looking into new lines of inquiry following a reinvestigation launched in 2015 and a publicity campaign on the 50th anniversary of her death. London Mayor Sadiq Khan says Labour needs to focus on getting into power to make a difference in tackling hate crime, homelessness and social inequality. He received a standing ovation at the party conference in Liverpool. Sir Cliff Richard says he's obviously pleased a review has found prosecutors were right not to charge him over sex abuse claims. Proceedings against the singer were dropped in June. And Sir Terry Wogan's life has been honoured with a special service at Westminster Abbey. The 77-year-old died in January from cancer after six decades of broadcasting. Chris Evans and Joanna Lumley are among those who paid tribute to him.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Brightening up this afternoon with some strong winds in the north, highs of 19 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria.
It's all right.
I wasn't. Did you? You've done the weather, haven't you?
You know I've done the weather because that was your cue to start speaking.
No, it's just when you stop, I sort of perk up a bit.
Oh, brilliant.
Thank you, Victoria. Very good. And now Pete has the sport live this afternoon from an Owls tea party.
I'm Pete Abbott. Leicester City will experience their first ever home fixture in the Champions League tonight. The Premier League winners face Porto. Elsewhere, Tottenham make the long trip to Russia for their clash with CSKA Moscow. There's a busy night of Championship football ahead with 11 games taking place. Second place Huddersfield have the chance to go top with a win against Rotherham. Or Brighton could also finish the day at the top if they beat Ipswich away. There's also a big clash at the bottom of the table as strugglers Cardiff and Derby meet in South Wales. US Ryder Cup captain Davis Love says he's thrilled that Bubba Watson will be involved with the American team. The former Masters champion was overlooked for the final wildcard spot on Sunday, but has been named as vice-captain for the USA instead. And Britain's Johanna Konta safely into the last 16 of the WTA tennis tournament in Wuhan, China. She beat the home player Shui Zhang 6-3-6-3 to set up a meeting with 7th seed. That's the latest sports news.
There it was. That's Pete there with the sport live this afternoon from an Owls tea party. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, almost time for the big debate. Don't forget, James Whale will be hither and also thither. 4 o'clock, sitting in for Sam Delaney. James Whale with his first show on Talk Radio. I think I'm right.
Yes.
Just checking the facts there. So James Whale in on Drive this afternoon, but now it's time for the big debate.
Seven Towers are fined £5 million for rollering one of their coasters into another one and injuring people with it. Questions are being asked about health and safety in amusement park rides. Now, this summer, of course, saw the launch of the rotating chainsaw ride at Orville's World of Adventure. You'll have read about that in the press, I'm sure, where riders are propelled at speed straight into some rotating chainsaws. And then, of course, there were those 20,000 deaths at Chesticle's Land of Exciting in Wiltshire following the launch in June of their acid coaster, where riders were sent at speed through a series of twisting loops into a vat of acid. Both rides have reopened, but is this too much? Should whoever designed the razor blade and excrement flume at Mallory Towers theme park in Blyton be forced to shoulder the blame for all of this? And on the line, hearing me say the word shoulder near the end of that there, is Hugo. Good afternoon, Hugo.
Yeah.
Now
hi.
You've called in because you heard me say the word shoulder, and I know that you are... am I right that you want to see an end to shoulders? You don't think they're... We don't think we need them anymore. You just think post-Brexit, shoulders, no thank you.
It just doesn't have to be complex. It doesn't have to be difficult. And there's a lot of people where I live here in Birmingham that agree with me. I believe we should make love, not war.
Yes.
And shoulders are the greatest obstacle. Without shoulders, there would be no wars and there'd be no bras. What are you going to rest an RPG launcher on? I mean, the bridge of your nose? I mean, silly, isn't it?
Silly. Well, now you put it like that, it is silly. It is.
And then people talk about having a shoulder to cry on. And, well, you know, perhaps if you brace up a bit, like I was taught at boarding school, and that didn't do me any harm.
No, it sounds like that. You're right, though. People don't have to cry on a shoulder. They could cry on another body part, couldn't they? I mean,
on a groin. Cry on a groin.
Yes. Well, don't people say that? Yes. Do you want a groin to cry on and then proffer their groin as a place to shed a tear?
I have done that in the ring, in the bull ring, in Birmingham.
In Birmingham.
I said, come and cry on my groin. I know what's going to happen now, John. You're going to find some little silly token adversarial twit you dredged up from somewhere, God knows where. And they'll say, oh, what about hard shoulders? Well, hard cheese.
Well, let's find out, because on the line, because this is how talk radio works, is someone with an opposing point of view. Barney, good afternoon.
Yeah, hello, John.
Hello. Now, you've been listening...
Hello.
Hello. You've been listening to Hugo. Hello. You've been listening to Hugo there.
I've been listening to him.
Yeah. What do you make of his argument? Could you cry on a groin?
I'll tell you what, John. I'm a frightened man. Yeah. I was frightened before this started. I'm even more frightened now.
Why are you frightened?
Right. Pork. Right. Now, the great British Sunday roast. Yeah.
Yep.
We, as a nation, and me and my family, we sit down every Sunday and we eat a massive lump of shoulder, right, from a pig. Yeah?
Yeah.
And that thing you've got on the other end of another telephone,
yeah,
he wants to take that away.
Here we go. Go on.
He wants to take that away from me, right?
Yeah.
While he's sitting there with people rubbing their heads into his groin. No, I don't want that. Right? And I don't think the nation wants that, neither.
Hugo, that's Barney on the line. He's calling you a racist.
Well, yes, I am. I am racist. And thank you for allowing me some representation in the media, because no one seems to be allowing the racist to voice.
If anyone's going to be racist,
to come onto your shoulder,
don't call yourself racist. I'm going to be the racist here.
No, stop. You can't both be racist. It's a talk radio program. One of you has to be racist. This is how it works. One of you doesn't have to be, isn't racist. You have to have an argument about it. That's how this works. You can't both be racist. Who's going to be racist? Right, who's going to be the racist?
I'm very happy to be racist.
Hugo.
Hugo's the racist. Barney, you're not racist. For the purposes... I mean, racist. I know you are, but for the purposes of this. Because otherwise there won't be a clash. And there has to be.
All right,
that's
John, for the sake of peace, I'll try very, very hard not to be a racist. Right? Now, pork.
Yes. Yeah. Let's get back pork. To the shoulder argument, because this is...
I'm a frightened man.
Are you frightened of the pork?
No, I love pork, but they want to take it away from me, that pork shoulder.
Hugo, you want to take away he's just there, a racist, pretending not to be for the purposes of this, and you want to take away his pig shoulder? I mean, come on.
Look, I'm saying that we simply can't accommodate any more shoulders in this country. Every migrant that comes into this country is bringing two shoulders into the country. Well, I'd like to see Barney eat them. I didn't think so, John.
Would you eat Barney? Hugo is there's a compromise here because Hugo is saying yes, take away shoulders, which does include your pig. Okay, but what if your family gathered round the table on a Sunday lunchtime and ate a migrant shoulder? Isn't that a
it wouldn't be the same, John? It wouldn't be the same.
Why not?
It would be smaller. It wouldn't taste the same. It wouldn't be the great British. Sunday roast that we got now, would it? No. Right? It would be some kind of migrant mishmash. Right? And I'm not going to eat mishmash. Right?
At the call
of racists. I don't do that.
I want to ask... Oh, let me bring Hugo back in. Hugo!
Okay, I can do it every bit as much as you.
You sound a bit flustered there, John.
Let me just...
You sound a bit flustered.
Now, Hugo, if you're going to remove the shoulders, right, the neck, the head, we're going to the neck as it currently does, right? But then what are you going to do with... Are you suggesting that people's arms should come off their neck? Is that what you want to see?
Yes, I think that would be rather fun to watch.
I'll tell you why it's not fun to watch, right? Because they've been doing trials in Sweden, right? Where they have.
Have you got everything under control here, John? What's happening now? What's happening? Well, I'm trying to save my port here.
Tell me one of us gets paid for this.
I'm trying to save me pork, and I don't know what that means.
They're doing trials in Sweden whereby they've removed people's shoulders. And they've trained... What I'm saying is, you don't want to see it, because they've trained dogs to go after the shoulder bones. And they're biting them out of Swedish people. That's what I'm saying, Hugo. The shoulder bone. You know what? Why do you want to see that?
You want to know about dog, mate? Since Hugo appears to have nothing to say on this subject.
I can't think of anything finer. As long as it's just Swedish people, as a racist, I find that delightful. Could we perhaps broaden them out to chase some others?
Okay, I want to ask you this question. Now, this is an argument that Barney, you can't really argue. So, if you get rid of shoulders, which is what Hugo is advocating, right? So, I'm playing the devil's avocado again here, and you can't if you get rid of shoulders. Now, you can argue that clothes will be smaller because we won't need the parts that go over the shoulders anymore. If that happens, just stay with me on this, follow the logic through. Children in sweatshops that make these clothes will be working fewer hard because they won't have as much cloth to stitch, will they? And that can only be a good thing, can't it?
Well, how are they going to stitch it then, John? They're going to use their toes or their mouth? Because without shoulders... You'd have nothing to hold your arms on. You'd have to bring your arms everywhere with you, in a bag, in your mouth.
John, I can't think of anything better, actually, because... Thank you! I can't think of anything better, because... When you shut up! when you think about it, well, coat hangers simply wouldn't work, would they? Because it's all predicated on the shoulder. So you just end up stapling your clothes to the wall rather than hanging them up.
Yeah, well, that, yeah, but that's then you're getting rid of the coat hanger industry, and that's, you know...
Which is a good thing.
And you're happy with that?
But as a racist, how many coat hangers get manufactured in this country?
Well, I don't have the details.
Thousands.
Thousands, Barney says.
No, yeah. No. 12,
get
16.
Get manufactured in Cornwall.
18 times a year.
Look, this. Before we stray off the, you know, coat hangers is an argument for another day. Write that down. Fill in the gap. Head, what? Knees and toes.
Beheadings.
Is there a gap in that?
Head,
knees and toes sounds fine to me. What are you talking about?
I thought it was walnuts. Is it not walnuts?
Head,
that's
walnuts.
What we used to sing at boarding school. Head, walnuts, knees and toes.
What did you touch?
Head, touch? Head.
Our walnuts. We touched our walnuts.
Knees, head, toes, knees. Isn't it? I think.
Heads, walnuts, knees and toes. And pork and gums. What was it?
Final question. How many bones are in a shoulder? Yes or no?
Who are you asking, mate? Who are you asking?
Both of you.
Did you say how many bones in a shoulder, yes or no?
How many bones are in a shoulder, yes or no?
No.
It's a simple question. Yes or no?
It's a simple no!
Yes. Or typical. No, typical.
And there we must leave the debate. Before tempers get too frayed.
I don't know. Well done. I should have signed the BBC about it. Oh, there, come on.
Do so, and you'll be given very short shrift.
Could you sum up the debate, please, in one word, Barney?
Pork, mate.
And Hugo.
Quasimodo.
Thank you. And there we must leave it. If you have an opinion on whether or not we need shoulders in post-Brexit Britain, do get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word yes or no.
This is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Meanwhile, back here on Sounds Fantastic, can you identify this sound?
Howdy, stranger. Need to borrow some money? I can arrange that for you.
Yes, that was the famous loan arranger. But what about this?
Go compare.
That's the voice that's telling millions of people where to check out the right place,
subject to status and lending criteria,
for them to borrow cash.
If you want to save, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
I went on a Thompson Cruises holiday with my family. It was the best. I went rock climbing in the middle of the ocean, had a water fight with Dad. Mum and Dad had a romantic meal. I found my new favourite dinner, and it doesn't have ketchup on. Went to loads of different cities. I can't wait till next year.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing on selected ships. At all protected.
At Wix, there's 15% off all timber on top of existing offers. And with our online stock checker and free one-hour click and collect services, you'll be sure to never have a wasted trip. So you can pick up the right products at the right price right when you need them. Wix, let's do it right. Ends 3rd of October.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still problems at the moment on the southbound side of the M1. One lane closed through West Yorkshire due to a breakdown between 41 at Cargate and 40 for the A638 at Wakefield. It's the inside lane of the 4 which is closed. In Lancashire, the westbound side of the M58, two lanes closed due to a breakdown around Junction 3 for the A570. Once again, the two inside lanes closed there. And in Greater Manchester, the clockwise side of the M60, a van's overturned, one lane closed between 20 at Higher Blackley and 21 for Hollingwood.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Order.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Yes, like that said there, and I am who it said. A lot of your reactions coming in. If you missed the big debate, today we were... Well, Hugo phoned in because he heard me say the word shoulder, and he's very angry that we still have shoulders in this day and age. Doesn't think we need them at all. Barney then phoned in and thought we did, because that's how the radio works. Now, a lot of reactions, Cornelius. What's been coming in?
Lots coming in, John. Fingers Wakely says, hashtag reaction, who will shoulder the blame of no shoulders?
Yeah.
This is coming from Irishman, who says, scarves will fall down to the waist and become belts. Do we have more space in this country for belts? No. Hashtag more Celts, less belts. And this is I can't change his tweet. No. And this is coming from Def Harambe, who says, without shoulders, what would we dip in and out of dippy eggs or centre war?
Yes, slight confusion there. But anyway, thank you very much. If you've got a reaction, then 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word Harambe.
Now, begging for coin. That is the notion of the crowdfunding, the Kickstarter, if you will. Maybe you've had a Kickstarter idea. Maybe you've developed a sort of waterproof hat for a vole, or you've got a Hoover that hoovers up racism. Whatever it might be that you need to crowdfund, Kickstarter and other ones like it are probably the best help you'll get. We like to give a Kickstarter a kick up the arse here on this programme. And we're going to do that now. We've got someone who's got a Kickstarter and they're going to be on the telephone. And one person is on the telephone now. There's actually two of them. They're called Jackie and Victoria, but Jackie's on the phone. Hello, Jackie.
Hello there.
How the devil are you?
I'm very good, thank you very much.
Good. Now, our aim, as I've been saying, is to take a Kickstarter and give it a kick up the arse on the radio. That's the gist of it. So what is your Kickstarter idea? Tell us, please.
Okay, well, we're launching... British Colour Standard, which was this fabulous British colour system, which was sent around the world in the 1930s. Lovely colours, post office red, gunmetal grey, beautiful evocative names. And it was very popular, and then it kind of went into sort of a cul-de-sac in the 1950s and fell out of use. And we sort of rediscovered it, really, as we're designers, and thought, well, this is too beautiful and too lovely to remain in the library in the kind of dusty shelves, and we want to bring it back and bring these colours back, and not only just as a colour system, but to put them onto products ready for the 21st century. And that's what we've done with our Kickstarter campaign. We've got 12 mugs and 12 espresso cups made in Stoke, which have been launched in some of these original British Colour Standard colours.
Now, the colours themselves, just so we're clear, we're a standard, as you say, but they're not, I mean, they're sort of colours that we, I'm just playing, you know, devil's advocate, they are colours that we do still have. Is it just the names that we don't have?
They are. I mean, that's the thing about colour, is that some of these colours are colours that have been in production for centuries, because Indian yellow is a colour that's centuries old, and there are blues that Vermeer used in his paintings. So it's more the system itself, how these colours were articulated. So they were on beautiful dyed strips of ribbon.
Yep.
And because it's all pre-digital, all it would have is the piece of ribbon in that colour and then the name and the number. But there was no colour metric information of how to reproduce that colour. You matched it by eye. And so what we've done is scanned them with a special colour reader to get the breakdown, the RGB or CMYK. Sorry to go all technical there.
Yeah, I don't understand a word of what you're saying, but that's fine.
It's, if you like, the kind of colour recipe of that colour, so that by having the digital information of what that Indian yellow was as yeah. represented. It means then we can, with our kind of design software, reproduce it onto kind of contemporary products for today. And actually, the some of these colours, as you say, they are still around today, but it's maybe they're not so popular. I don't know, post office red.
Well, it's gone a bit. It's all gone a bit poncy, hasn't it? Because you know, you open a can of Farrow and Ball, and it's not even great. It's called Elephant's Breath or something like that.
Well, this is very true, and actually, that's funny you should say that, because in the British Colour Standard original books, as I was going through them, it had lots of colours like Elephant Grey and Flamingo Pink, and I started thinking, how accurate is that flamingo pink? And it says match to the wingtips and legs of a flamingo.
To prove that, though, you'd have to go and paint it on a flamingo, which would be interesting.
It would be interesting. Well, actually, what I'd like to do is scan a flamingo and an elephant, and then cross-reference that against the colours in the system.
See, this is an entire new project for you. Animal colour scanning.
It is. I've called it Scanimals. That's my
Of course you have. Yes, that's correct. You are right to do that.
So if London Zoo are listening, I would love to come and scan some of your animals.
I want to come with you. If you're going animal scanning...
Yes.
You know, I'd like to...
find out the elephant grey together.
Yeah.
I think that's the plan.
I want to scan an owl.
I would like to as well. I think there will be plenty of animals to scan. We might have to let the keepers do some of them, though.
Yes, I mean, there are limits. I'm not going near a spider. But it is interesting. I mean, and so you say, this, so you make it mugs and cups, and I noticed on your Kickstarter page, you've sort of, and rightly again, by the way, Jackie, so yeah. I am on your side for all of this, is about bone china and why drinking tea out of bone china specifically makes the tea taste better.
It does make the tea taste better, and there can be no argument against that.
There cannot. I agree, yeah. If someone serves me, round here, I'll be honest with you, we have Talk Radio mugs, right?
Concrete grey?
No, some idiot made them black, right? I don't know whether it's a diversity thing. I don't know what they did it for, right? But tea's rubbish in a black mug, isn't it?
It's. I think it probably tastes even worse in a black mug, especially a thick, heavy black mug. No, bone china it is, beautiful, light, white bone china, which also, apart from being the best mug and material to drink tea out of, it by having a really bright white material, it makes the colours, the decals that we fire onto the mugs, super bright and glossy. And, you know, we're very proud to be making those in England, which is an excellent place to make a cup of tea and a mug.
Well, Stoke-on-Trent as well, of course, all the heritage there, as you rightly say. That's, you know, not just pottery, but also Robbie Williams and Slash and my dad, all from Stoke-on-Trent. So...
all drinking tea.
All together, you know, while scanning an owl.
That's a party.
What are you looking to get people to put in here, and what do they get for their coin?
Well, what they get, apart from helping us get this fantastic system started, literally, I mean, it's perfect for Kickstarter because it is doing exactly what it says on the tin. You know, we've got great ambitions here. We want to get people behind the project. What they'll actually get is some of the product at reduced RRP.
Yes.
So they're getting some cold, hard product in their hands for their pledges to help back the project, and we'd like to think that this is really only the beginning, because beyond starting with products, which are tangible things which people can use every day, I mean, we're practical product designers. We like people to use the things that we make.
Yeah.
But we see this as a very good way to just kickstart the whole story, and then take British Colour Standard further.
It's slightly in this day and age, you look twice at something that says 1930s British colour system, because it sounds like something, you know, that politically correct. You'd go, what?
I know. Well, it was all there. We were there first. We had this beautiful, beautiful colour system, which sort of, I don't know, somehow didn't end up taking over the world.
It was probably the phrase Indian yellow that got it canned originally.
There are some colours. Actually, Indian yellow is rather interesting because it was originally made from cow urine, cows fed on mango leaves, which was a slightly exciting fact we discovered. But there are other colours made out of much more lovely things, like flowers and...
I think the cows, if you go back to that, I mean, you can get... While you're scanning a cow, all you've got to do is catch its waz in a bucket.
We could try that. I might need your help for that one, actually.
Yeah, I'm more than happy. Yeah, yeah, more than happy to help a cow wee. If anyone needs a cow help, need wee, I'm your James Herriot.
You're there.
I'm there.
But there are hundreds of colours you'll be delighted to know, not just Indian yellow, and we want to bring them back and bring back the system as something usable,
you know, paints and candles and they're lovely. So
they are. Well, there's pictures. Obviously, we've got to go to the Kickstarter page, and there's pictures of all this stuff and the range, you know, of the colours on the mugs and so on. I applaud you. I think, but my advice is add on to your pledges. Yes, you get something tangible in your hand.
Yeah.
But that could also be an animal. So you could say to people, right, you put that money in, you get a mug. But you also get to come and scan a flamingo or throw some paint on an elephant.
Yeah. That would be a gold rush,
just,
I think.
Just a little bit of advice from me there for you. Jackie, a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Where would we find your Kickstarter page? What's the address, or what do we search for on Kickstarter?
That's a very good question. I think if you enter in colour, it comes up.
Right.
And there's a picture of one of the original colour books,
yep,
which is full of beautiful sort of fluffy wool.
I'm looking at it now. Yeah.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. And the exact technical address.
Well, if you go to Kickstarter and write British Colour Standard, it's going to come up.
There's
probably
up.
Not a lot of people doing
come
this.
Up.
Listen, Jackie, thank you very much indeed for that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Jackie there with Victoria. Jackie Piper, Victoria Whitbread. They are designers. They are trying to bring back the 1930s colour, British colour standard into the 21st century. And will no doubt run into some politically correct nightmare where you can't do certain colours because it's offensive or something. Anywho, if you've got a Kickstarter, kick it up the arse by bringing it on the radio. Get in touch, 87222. Start your message with the word talk. Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Better late than never. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
At 3:31, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. It's understood the Football Association is considering sacking England manager Sam Allardyce just 67 days after being appointed. Undercover reporters from the Daily Telegraph recorded him making a number of controversial comments. Footage appears to show him offering advice about how to get around rules on player transfers. A victim of the Smiler rollercoaster crash says no financial penalty can turn back the clock after Alton Towers operator was fined £5 million. Merlin admitted health and safety breaches following the collision in June last year. 16 people were injured, including two teenagers who each had to have a leg amputated. Chanda Chan was one of five people seriously hurt and says the sentence won't help what they're going through.
In terms of day-to-day life for us, that hasn't changed. It's a lot of psychological difficulties. I'm struggling. I have a scar, which is not very pretty. To be honest, we just need to be looked after.
A review's found the Crown Prosecution Service is right not to charge Sir Cliff Richard over sex abuse claims. The singer says he's pleased proceedings against him were dropped in June. Three men have appeared in court in connection with the horsemeat scandal. The group are accused of mixing it with beef before the combined product was sold to the UK's meat industry in 2012. And Sir Terry Wogan's life has been remembered at Westminster Abbey. Joanna Lumley read a poem as a tribute to the veteran broadcaster who died from cancer in January. The weather staying windy in the north, dry for most places, but some showers in northern Scotland tonight, lows of 12 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be wet and windy in Northern Ireland and Scotland. Brighter elsewhere, though, with highs of 21 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Hey, Victoria.
Hey, John.
So, James Whale's in today, not Sam Delaney. It's his first Talk Radio show, I understand. It just feels like he's been here before, but he's been on lots of programmes, hasn't he, James Whale? He was on Paul Rossmaster, of course,
yeah,
a few weeks ago, and won some points.
He was also on the Two Mics.
He was on the Two Mics.
He came out as Celebrity Big Brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you doing showbiz in the James Whale programme like you do in Sam's?
Yes.
Are you? Do you want to give us a little tease ahead to what showbiz stories you'll be covering? I mean,
I haven't written it yet.
But as a journalist, you will know it, obviously. You'll be aware
of the
whole world.
I'm going to do some more Sir Terry Wogan, probably the MTV Europe Music Video Award nominations.
Yeah. Johnny Depp consoling...
That's a few days old. Angelina, you mean?
I don't know. I only heard it today.
Well, Angelina Jolie today. And Johnny Depp share a divorce lawyer.
Right.
So...
Deppalina.
Maybe they could be the new power couple.
What would you call them?
Mm.
Johngelina.
That's quite a nice one.
That's the one I came up with earlier.
Oh, well done.
Thanks. Mm.
Right, what an exciting... what time do you do the showbiz news?
At 4 o'clock, great. 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 7 o'clock.
Oh, you do three showbiz?
Four.
You didn't tell us that. So hang on. So because your bulletins were shaved.
Yes.
And your news is shorter than it was.
Yes.
And you do an hour. And you. Hang on.
Are you confused?
Yes, because there are three. There are three newses that were 3 minutes long, right? And now there are three newses that are 2 minutes long.
Yes.
Right. But you do four showbiz reports of a minute.
Yeah.
So that's an extra minute. So Sam's show gets an extra minute.
No, because some of it goes into Johnny and Ash's show. One bulletin goes into their.
Well, right, but he still gets more than I do. Because all I get is your little thing or whatever you do at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, right? And then you do your whatever you just did at the half past. Mm-hmm. But then we struck a deal whereby you'd make the time back by doing animal news, vegetable news and mineral news. But you only do one of those. So we're going to have to do that every hour now to get in line with
no,
the other.
No, John. You can't have just realised this. It can't have taken you more than a week to realise this.
I don't listen to Sandaline.
I'm confused as well as to... If you do love news so much, why don't you marry it?
Who said I loved it?
You do. You're always going on about it.
Well, I mean, I report the news every half an hour.
Exactly.
But I don't go, I love the news.
I've seen you chatting it up in the kitchen. I saw you pull its hair. You know what I mean? Victoria will have the showbiz news.
Entertainment news.
Every hour, it seems. With James Whale, who will be here from 4 o'clock on Talk Radio with Drive.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then. Very shortly, the big meat giveaway on today's programme. You can win some meat. You can choose some chicken, beef, lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday!
In a game of band or snake. If you'd like to register to play, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you could be on the radio winning some meat, playing a game of band or snake against paid intern Cornelius. Now, some of your reactions have been coming in, have they?
Yes, once I find the piece of paper, I have found it.
What reactions have been coming in?
Lots coming in, John. This just in from Bill in Witheringham, who says, who is he and what is he to you? And this is coming from Rachel, who says, Freddie Flintoff sounded like he couldn't give less of a crap about the British Takeaway Awards, and he also can't remember meeting you.
Thanks very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, you know the number by now, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Which we have to say every single time for some reason. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, we are going out on the streets. Well, we're not. We are sending our crack team of reporters out on the streets. They work in the office. They're called that because they are all... Every single one of them addicted to crack cocaine. Now, their job is to go out to take the pulse of the nation. It's a talk radio trope, of course. It's what happens in speech radio. You go outside, you find a man or a woman, or a transgender, or whatever it might be, in the street, and put a microphone in their face and ask them what they think. That is how it works. It's broadcasting. We're no different. We go out to the streets every single day to find out what the people think. Today, we went outside and asked them, do they think utensils or caravans?
Caravans.
Utensils.
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 Caravan.
Caravans.
Caravans.
Utensils.
Caravans.
Caravans.
Utensils.
Utensils.
Caravans.
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 Utensils. Caravans.
Caravans.
Utensils.
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 Caravans.
Caravans.
Utensils.
Caravans.
Caravans.
Utensils.
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 Caravan.
Caravans.
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 Utensils.
Caravans.
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 And there It is. That is what the people are thinking out on the streets. They are thinking utensils or caravans. But the question, what do you think? Do you think utensils? Or do you think caravans? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word utensils or caravans.
Next, we will play a game of band or snake. We will give away meat. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Sorry, madam, your baggage is 3 kilos over.
Well, his was 5 under. How about I borrow 3 of his?
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Could it go on the light side of the plane, then?
There isn't a light side of the plane, madam.
I won't tell if you won't.
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Fiesta Z-Tech from only £159 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit Ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £3,657, 35 monthly rentals of £159 provided by ALD Automotive Limited. Subject to status, you will not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still problems at the moment on the southbound side of the M1. One lane closed through West Yorkshire due to a breakdown between 41 at Cargate and 40 for the A638 at Wakefield. It's the inside lane of the 4 which is closed. In Lancashire, the westbound side of the M58, two lanes closed due to a breakdown around Junction 3 for the A570. Once again, the two inside lanes closed there. And in Greater Manchester, the clockwise side of the M60, a van's overturned, one lane closed between 20 at Higher Blackley and 21 for Hollingwood.
The Brothers Ghoul, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Enjoy the anarchic nightly on-air battle for family supremacy as broadcast protocol gets lobbed through the studio window.
I'm Johnny Gould. Join me tonight from 7 only on Talk Radio. But it's not just me, it's Ash.
Right, man.
Engage yourself in radio folklore, phone calls and fun.
I'm Ash and he's Johnny and together we are the Brothers Gould.
Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family.
Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You know, after the archers. Thanks very much, by the way, for your continued sending in of your radios threatening you. Now, this is we're building a gallery. So if this is you, please join in with this. The radio, the slogan of Talk Radio, as you know, is Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. But the screen of most DABs, which Talk Radio broadcasts on, isn't wide enough to get that slogan in. So mostly all you get is Talk Radio. We'll get you. In a threatening sort of a way. Occasionally when it's a little bit wider, someone did send me one of these the other day, it went threatening then polite again because it just went, Talk Radio, we'll get you, ta. So if that's you, and you're looking at your radio now and it says the threatening slogan, then please do take a picture of it and send it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or just tweet it to us at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Or tweet it to me, at John Holmes 1. Now!
Start your message with a picture.
Now, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
I know. And you're not alone, Cornelius. Many people write letters to us telling us how they can't get their head around the news. It happens all the time. And we're here to help in many ways. We like to take the news and then break it apart, break it down to its component parts, really. Its very element, the very stuff of which it is founded. The basic building blocks of news when it crawled out of the primordial soup onto land. And when you do that, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
In trouble for Kunta Kinte remark. There's a swear in that.
The news in haikus. The news in haikus. It's time to play Band or Snake. So it's either a game of Band or Snake. There's a list of things. It's either a name of a band or the name of a snake. The crucial part of this, though, is that it's prize-winning quiz. You can win some meat. I think we're the only radio show to give away meat. Chicken, beef, lamb, or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg, if that's what you want, because we're not racist. Now, on the phone to play is Gareth. Good afternoon, Gareth.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Oh. So, Gareth, where are you from?
I'm from Derby.
Derby, right, good. And what do you do in Derby?
I'm a baker at the minute.
A baker at the minute? Is that likely to change within the next minute? I mean, are you going to go, I'm a baker at the minute, I'm a butcher the next? Well, you wouldn't need the meat then, would you? I'm a candlestick maker tomorrow, probably.
Well, I wish I was a candlestick maker.
Do you? I mean, that's it's not a great ambition, is it?
I think it's better than a baker.
Do you? Why?
There's more to do, isn't there? More to play with.
If you say so. you're a baker, so let's find out what you think about the controversy about the Great British Bake Off, Gareth. Where do you stand? Are you with SRAM and sugar?
Rubbish.
It's a load of rubbish, is it?
I wouldn't be part of it.
What, sorry? You wouldn't want to be part of it?
No.
If Channel 4 come knocking, Gareth, and say, Gareth, we heard you on Talk Radio, Britain's 34th most listened to national radio station out of a possible 39, and said to you, could you come on Bake Off because you scored some points in a game of Band or Snake? You'd turn them down?
It depends.
Good negotiating. Right, OK. Gareth, what's your knowledge of snakes like? Did you get a lot of that in your industry?
Mild knowledge.
Mild
of
snake. All right, fine. Well, listen, you can play to go with the bread and the cakes that you so dutifully manufacture in Derby. You can choose some meat. If you win, you can choose some chicken, beef, lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. Which of those would you like?
I think I'll go with the sausages, because it's a Tuesday.
Yeah!
There we go. Right, OK, you're playing for sausages. It is a game of Band or Snake. You'll be playing against Cornelius, who is here.
Hiya.
Hiya, Cornelius.
Hiya, you right?
I'm all right. Cheers, mate. Are you?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. Yeah, tough day, but I'm starting to get through it.
Great chat, everyone. Band or Snake, here we go. Right, it's Gareth versus Cornelius. Alphabetical order. Gareth first. Sidewinder. Band or Snake?
Is it a band?
It's both, actually. It is a snake, and it is a band. I'm going to give you half a point. Diamondback, Cornelius. Diamondback.
Band.
Snake.
Oh.
Here's yours, Gareth. Diamond Head.
Snake.
Band.
Oh.
Cottonmouth.
Snake.
Snake.
Yes.
Gareth Smash Mouth.
That's a band.
It is a band.
Yes.
Sorry. Dusky Duel. Dusky Duel.
Band.
Is a band.
Yes.
Dusky Hognose.
Snake.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Egg Eater. Egg Eater.
Snake.
Yes.
Yes.
Night Snake.
Band.
Snake.
Oh.
Snake, that one.
White Snake.
Band.
And a snake.
Is it?
Well, yes. It's just a white snake. Half a point.
Have you made that up?
No. Milk Snake.
Snake.
No, it's something that Kelly brings to the yard. Death Adder. Death Adder.
Band.
Yes. Spitting Andrea.
Snake.
It's a snake, a Spitting Andrea.
Yes.
Swallowing Eden.
Band.
It's a band. That's right. Spinning Jenny. Yeah, Spinning Jenny.
That's a band?
No, it's a multi-spool spring loom invented around about 1764 by James Hargreaves. Very much helped the Industrial Revolution.
Oh, fair enough.
Buttermilk Racer.
It sounds like a snake, but I am going to go for snake.
It's a snake. Cat-eyed snake.
Snake.
Snake!
Yeah.
Large-eyed snake.
Large-eyed snake?
Yeah.
Yeah, snake.
It's a snake.
Yes.
Gareth, one-eyed trouser.
Band.
Is a band.
Thank goodness.
Wet-lipped python.
a band.
Snake. Yeah. Carpet python, Gareth.
Snake.
Yes. Carpet bagger.
Just sounds funny. Band.
Don't Google it. Band. Viper. Viper.
Oh, snake.
Both. Half a point.
Both.
Lord Viper.
Band.
Yes. King Viper.
Snake.
Band.
Oh.
Bush Viper.
Snake.
Snake. The Hairy Bush Viper.
Snake.
It's a snake.
Fantastic.
With, it's got little soft hairs on its back, which now it detects voles. Right. That's the end of the quiz. Now all we need to do is find out what the scores are. Mm. So, now...
how are we going to do that?
What we're going to do, you've got to put the details into the system, and then we'll work out how many points Gareth got, and that will tell us whether or not he's going to win his chosen sausages, which he chose from the prize list. Now, fire up, Gareth, before we start this, I do apologise, it's a very slow system, so just bear with us while we boot it up. There we go.
Okay, then.
It's actually a dial-up system. I'm sorry about that. Tricky. It's a slow system. Right, we're in. We're in to the system.
Right, that's good.
Now, just entering the details in now. Just, what are the details are all going into the...
How do you spell Gareth?
G-A-R-E-T-H.
Oh.
It's not liking that.
Oh, dear.
It's not like.
Have you got an alternative spelling of it?
I don't think so.
Maybe if I just punch the keyboard three times with a sort of closed fist.
Yeah,
it normally works.
Oh.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's
worked. It's worked, has it?
Yeah.
Just putting the... Oh.
How do you spell Viper?
V-A-P-O-R?
That's it, then.
Vapor.
Vapor. Oh, it's Viper. It's an I, isn't it?
No. I meant Vapor.
Oh.
What are the scores?
How do you spell typing?
Typing. T-Y-P-I-N-G.
Yeah, okay, cool. Right, I just print them off.
Yeah, print the scores off. Here we go. It's quite a slow printer as well, Gareth.
Quite
I'm honest.
A slow printer.
Oh, okay.
I'm really sorry, it's a very slow printer, Gareth. It prints off really slowly.
I apologise
for that. It's not ideal. Oh, here we go, right.
So that's paper jam.
Yeah.
Right, just looking at the data.
Yes.
Gareth got 8.
Yes.
I got 11 and a half.
Is that true?
Yes.
Right. In that case.
Are you sure?
In that case.
That's what I've been told.
Gareth is the winner!
Yay!
Congratulations, Gareth! Gareth! You are now the proud owner of some sausages. Well done.
Wait, stay there, Gareth.
In a game of band or snake.
Can you... Gareth?
Yeah?
Do you happen to know what's coming up on James Wells' show?
I don't, sorry.
Right. No, well, we thought he might come in to tell us, but yeah. I think he's gone for a poo. So, James Well will be here very shortly indeed. We'll be back at the same time tomorrow on the programme. And we'll leave you... Well, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, it's complex. And we like to explain it on the programme, as you know, through the medium of Japanese poetry. So we will leave you with some. Before Mr. James Whale sits in for Sam Delaney, here it is. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. We'll see you tomorrow. The news in haikus.
Sugar reckons new Bake Off will flop like it's a TV Amstrad.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.